High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 4-4 Marple Newtown Tigers and your 3-5 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Seventh grade. That was the last time when that's the last time Strathaven beat Marple Newtown. This year's group of seniors, Ethan Belleville, Ryan Krause, Jake Fisher and friends, were in seventh grade. It's been a heck of a run for Marple Newtown here in the last 5 years. Three straight playoff berths, tri-champs of the Central League 2 seasons ago, and now at 4-4 and hosting Strathaven tonight on senior night, trying to end a late-season run for the Panthers and put the Panthers' playoff hopes to bed. So, glad to be here tonight. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play action from Primo Hoagie Stadium here on the car. The giggle from Mike as there's a new name here in town. But, again, we're thrilled to be here, all set up here at Marple Newtown High School. And thanks again to Jim Alsman and everybody here at Marple Newtown for getting us set up in the booth for what should be a very interesting game tonight. Strathaven, a 4-game losing streak, trying to put an end to that. 4 very good opponents over the last few weeks. And Marple Newtown at 4-4, seemingly in a solid position to qualify for the playoffs, win or lose tonight. But for the Panthers, it could be do or die tonight. Projections for the playoffs that I was working on today. Tell me this, at the moment, if they finish 5-5, if they can win their last two games, tonight at Marple and then next week at home against Harrington, the Panthers' 5-5 record would put them likely in a playoff seeding somewhere between number 9 and number 11. If they were to lose tonight to Marple Newtown, the Panthers would need help from afar. They would need Oxford to beat Kennett tonight, and then Kennett's season ending with only 9 games. This is Kennett's last game. If Kennett were to win that game and the Panthers lose tonight, the Kennett Blue Demons likely would edge Strathaven for the 16 seed. So It could be do or die tonight for the Panthers. Could be one and done. And next week could be the end of the 2018 season. But that being said, the Panthers feel like they have a good game plan. And again, they've played Marple very tough each of the last couple of years, with Marple ultimately pulling it out in the end, in large part to their senior quarterback, who's now, or their 3-year starter at quarterback, Anthony Paoletti, Delaware County's all-time leading passer. But over the last couple of years, Mike, there was a young man wearing number 5 who wears 34 now this year. But Marlon Weathers seems to have the Strathaven game circled on his calendar each of the last couple of years. He has torn the Panthers apart in each of the last two games. He's been the best player on the field by far. If the Panthers tackle 34 tonight, Mike, I think they should be in good shape.
Well, there's a few factors for the Panthers tonight. I think the first one that's kind of staring them in the face is obviously Weathers. They haven't been able to stop him. They've got to figure out a way to stop him, and hopefully they've put together a plan where they think they're going to be able to find him and stop him. That's number one. Number two, the Tigers are coming off of a terrible loss last week. They just got clobbered last week by Upper Darby, right?
Right.
And 49-0. Didn't score, got run over. I mean, so they're either going to come in here very demoralized, which, of course, is the coach's job to make sure that doesn't happen, or really, you know, angry as a hornet nest and come out ready to kill somebody. So, and if it's either of those extremes, obviously one bodes well for the Panthers, the other one doesn't. I don't think it'll be either extreme. There may be some combination of the two, but that's a factor the Panthers are going to have to consider. And from a Panther standpoint, you know, they went into last week's game. I don't think anybody gave them a chance, and that was with good cause. Haverford's a better team. They have better skill positions. But, you know, what I was pleased about in the game, they hung with Haverford the whole game. They never got smoked terribly. The beginning of the game, there were a couple of situations where it got to be a 21-0. But they came back. They made it a game. But most importantly, they played all four quarters. It wasn't right. Suddenly like they hung with them for two quarters and then the wheels fell off, which is what's been happening all year long. So it gives me some hope that all these starting two-way starters are now kind of getting their groove on, and they have a better feel for the game and their ability at stamina and that kind of stuff. And I'm hoping that they will show us four good quarters. And I think four good quarters from the Panthers, I think, is probably four better quarters than the Tigers are going to give them. And I think that makes us winners at the end of the day. But, you know, let's see what happens if we got to hang with them tough. Now, Marple's got some disadvantages going on right now relative to the illnesses and substitutions.
So, Marple Newtown tonight, senior night. We're watching 21 senior football players and several cheerleaders on the field tonight and being honored, and rightfully so. 21 senior football players. There are a number of them out of the lineup tonight, namely Andrew Cantwell, Alden Mathis, and Tommy Tobin. Tobin, your leading tackler. Cantwell and Mathis, your starting wide receivers. So, again, the Panthers catching Marple right now, not the healthiest of opponents. So a number of underclassmen playing. It showed up in a big way against Upper Darby, as Mike mentioned, 42-0. They were shut out, suffered another couple injuries last week. So, again, there are some concerns on the Marple sideline in terms of just personnel. But they have a deeper roster. They have more kids. They have some experience. And, again, are trying to put it together with first-year starter Brian Joslin, the sophomore at quarterback. And Joslin's thrown for over 600 yards and has done a nice job taking over for another three-year starter. And, you know, Joslin, just a sophomore, he would, in theory, be tracking that direction, too, to be here for a while. But, again, head coach Chris Gicking, he's made some changes over the years, too, with you know, they had Marlon Weathers' older brother was, or cousin, I guess it was the starter here at quarterback. And then they said, you know what, we're going to, instead of a platoon with Paoletti, we're going to go with Paoletti at quarterback. And the older Weathers moved to wide receiver and had a very effective senior year and helped boost them to like a 9-3 record. And then there was an 11-2 year. Last year was very solid as well. And again, the Panthers, looking down the barrel here, since 2012, since they've won a game and against Marple Newtown, which is kind of shocking. You know, the Panthers have had their trouble with Ridley and Upper Darby over the last several years. Again, this season, bigger schools, but Marple has just absolutely had their number, even in games over the years that have been very close. Namely, I'm thinking back to the 2013 game here, double overtime. The Panthers had a couple of nice plays, but just didn't make a tackle in the second overtime. To lose that one. But, you know, even last year, Paoletti's senior year, Marple, you know, clearly the deeper team last year. The Panthers were leading that game 24-21 in the fourth quarter until Weathers got loose and took over. So,
well, and I got to tell you, one of the things, looking at last week's game, and I wrote about it in the 50-yard line this week, you know, the big play give up, that was just brutal. You know, if they had, they gave up 11 plays over 20 yards, either in the air or on the ground, doesn't make any difference, they're big plays. And three of those plays are for 50 or more yards. Now, you take the 50 or more yards away from them, you know, it was a 40-20 game, so suddenly you're looking at potentially three scores that didn't occur. Now you got a game.
Right.
Now, good teams will find lanes, they'll break out, they'll make long runs. I mean, those things happen. But they didn't happen for the Panthers. There were no long runs for the Panthers. I mean, I think the biggest run for scrimmage was 20 yards. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that you know, Haven's got to come in tonight and say, we have to play all four quarters. We have to maintain our stamina as best we can. We have to do something about Weathers and make sure that he doesn't run all over us. And we can't allow the big game. We can't allow the 50-yard, you know, because the time possession went – when we looked at the game originally, we said to ourselves, you know, let the Panthers, you know, hold on to the ball. And they did that. They had six more minutes of time possession than Haverford had. But when you score on the first two plays from scrimmage and you're right on your own 40, it's like, well, that's not going to work so well. So that's got to obviously stop tonight. But I expect, I mean, I really think that these are two pretty evenly matched teams, barring the injuries and the issues that Marple Newtown has. But I still suspect this will be a good game, mainly because it's always a good game with these guys, no matter what the situation is.
Absolutely, and the Panthers get a little bit healthier tonight. They welcome Evan Blake back to the lineup. Evan's missed the last three games with illness. He will be in there at outside linebacker and at tight end. A couple of personnel changes as well. We'll kick Luke Healy up to the defensive line as a pass rusher, move John Wilson to the inside linebacker on the defensive side, or that's what's anticipated at the moment. So, again, a couple little wrinkles for the Panthers on defense to hopefully bounce back from a couple of games in a row now where the run defense has just been gashed, and especially last week against Haverford big play after big play off, what turns out to be the highest scoring offense now in Delaware County. Yep. But certainly the Panthers want to do a much better job tackling, and certainly offensively feel like they can move the football, feel like their offensive line, even as Haverford held them to a season-low 193 yards overall, still the Panthers moved the football well and moved it into the fourth quarter.
And they scored 20 points.
Right.
I mean, that's – I think there's only one other team that scored 20 points, more than 20 points against Haverford this year. So, and they've been scoring points all along. We've been losing games with point totals that most games would have won. So there's a lot of things to look at. But at the end of the day, the only thing to look at is your win-loss record. That's what's going to either get you into the playoffs or not get you in. And, of course, if we get into the playoffs, it's a whole new ball game. We're going to play a team that's going to be ranked much higher than we are, and that's okay. That's the way the system works. But you know what? I mean, now it's do or die. You lose this one, you go home. So that's a lot of motivation for both teams.
Let's certainly hope so for the Panthers tonight. So the seniors now join for Marple Newtown, just honored pregame here, now making their way to their underclassmen, the teammates to the right of us in the north end zone. Orange jerseys, black pants, black numerals, and orange helmets for the Tigers tonight on their home field. And the Panthers make their way onto the field with their white jerseys, black pants, black numerals, and the silver helmets, and the big Strathaven High School flag running down that far sideline. Head coach Kevin Clancy, 3-5 record this year, 303 wins in his career in total, 235 of them at Strathaven. And like we said, it's been a while since you can look at another a losing streak like this for Strathaven against a school of similar size. So, again, the Panthers trying to get things turned around starting tonight and get that record evened to 5-5 and put themselves in a much better spot for the 5A playoffs a couple weeks from now. So with that in mind, I think we're going to Marple's still making their way to their home sideline. We'll keep it right here and say thank you to everybody at WNPV up in Lansdale for the Twitter updates, and certainly everybody else on Twitter at the Delco Times and the Pottstown Mercury and so many other places around District 1 and District 12. We should have plenty of score updates tonight from around the Philadelphia area, namely a couple of big games in everywhere. But Haverford and Springfield in the Central League should be interesting. Oxford and Kennett out in the Chestmont. We'll keep an eye on that. I do not know the status of the starting quarterback for Oxford. He went out with an injury last week. If they're running without him tonight, it could be Kennett's night. But we'll keep an eye on that one. Radnor hosting Pencrest, getting closer to home in the Central. Garnet Valley homecoming and at home, obviously, tonight, host Conestoga.
Yeah.
And Strathaven's here, obviously. Upper Darby Ridley should be very interesting.
Yeah, Ridley, be a great game.
0-4 to start the year. The month of October has been kind, and four straight for Dave Wood and the Green Raiders at home tonight, hosting Upper Darby, who is 7-1 and still in the hunt for the Central League title. A win tonight for Upper Darby would set up a showdown with Garnet Valley for a share of the Central title next week in all likelihood. So Upper Darby would go in there to Garnet Valley with one loss. Garnet Valley still at the moment undefeated and likely to beat Conestoga tonight, or so one would think. couple other games that could be big in the at the 5A level. Westchester Ruston at Sun Valley tonight. Sun Valley, I'm sure plenty of people heard about the pounding they took in Ohio. They're looking to bounce back, but Ruston at 5-2 and playing very well right now. Should be interesting. And then up in the Pac-10, Perk Valley, Spring Ford, always a good game. Perk Valley at 6-2, Spring Ford at 7-1. That should be fantastic and go a long way to seeding in the 6A playoffs. So we'll keep you posted on other things as well, but that's just a taste of what we'll have at halftime. Also joining us at halftime, Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti to talk about their observations of the first half here, as well as maybe some playoff ideas if the Panthers can get off to a good start and hopefully, you know, be in consideration for playoffs a couple weeks from now. But Strathaven has won the toss, will receive and move right to left when we come back after the national anthem and ready to roll in week 9 of the high school season. It's flown by, folks, and the Panthers with a win tonight, hoping to extend it well into November. So we'll be back in just a moment, opening kickoff and a whole lot more when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Marple Newtown Marching Band playing the Star-Spangled Banner tonight. And thrilled to be here. Beautiful football night. Starting to feel like fall, finally. No more heat.
Ninth week of the season is finally starting to feel like fall.
Less rain, certainly. And, again, just a very slight breeze moving south to north here. And Strathaven will be working into that slight breeze to start things. Panthers have Ebo Pio waiting inside his 10, flanked by Arion Ford to his right, Ethan Belleville to his left. Ready to kick it away for Marple Newtown is number 14, Seth Moyer. He's the kickoff specialist. Will do some place kicking if needed, but they have a sophomore in the wings as well, who's Jimmy O'Brien, who's been kicking quite well in terms of the place kicking effort. So Moyer has it teed halfway between the hash marks, counts his teammates, tells the 12th man to get off the field. Good idea. So yep. 11-on-11 to start here, and Marple Newtown trying to bounce back from a very difficult week after a trip to Upper Darby. Or actually, it was a trip. Ray was right here where Upper Darby came in, and the Panthers trying to do the same. All right, here we go. Moyer approaches, and the right footer, high wobbler. It's going to angle towards the near sideline, go out of bounds. He shanked that one. Like to have that one back. The Panthers say, nope, we'll take it at the 35-yard line and get Jake Fisher in the offense on the field. Fisher will be under center. Zach Hussein's your fullback. Ethan Belleville and Ebo Pio are the halfbacks. Evan Blake back in there at tight end tonight. We'll see some of John Wilson as well. Tight end slash split end will be Arion Ford. The center, Mike Golay, Sam Burke and Chris Tagliaterra, the guards. Matt Dowdy and Ryan Krause, the tackles. We'll see Jack Henry in there as well. We'll get to the Marple defense momentarily. We'll check out who's back in the lineup, as they had some injuries last week, but back in there is A.J. Katrakatsis, who is lined up at defensive tackle after missing some time last week. Here we go. Fisher on first down gives Ethan Belleville off left side. Belleville into the secondary, and he's tripped up across the 40, out to the 44-yard line. Gain of, call it 9 on first down. Good start there for the senior halfback, Belleville. And 2nd and 1 is where the Panthers like it here. Get to Marple's defense after this play, hopefully, but Mike Golay is over the football. Tight end to the left is Evan Blake. To the right is Ford. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. On 2nd and 1, it's Hussein for first down yard. He sheds a tackle at the line of scrimmage across midfield. Ball came out, and the Tigers are on it at the midfield stripe. Fighting for extra yardage to the 49-yard line. They had a gain of about 7, but the ball comes out, and pouncing on it is number 32, Kane Tarquini. Tarquini, rather. So they'll put the nose of the football on the 50. First turnover of the game, not helpful for the Panthers. But Brian Joslin comes in at quarterback for Marple Newtown. Marlon Weathers is your running back. Charlie Box, Tyler Lynch, Seth Moyer, Colin Ferry, your wide receivers. Rich Wysocki, Jim Openshaw, South Tartaglia, Liam Ferry, and Ryan Lane are the down five. Empty backfield here. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Joslin back to pass on first downs. Fires to the right flat. It is caught, shedding a tackle momentarily. And across the Panther, 40 to the 39. Gain of 11 for number 14, Seth Moyer. So not an auspicious start here for the Panthers. No huddle look for the Tigers. Three wide receivers. Marone, slot left. Three wide receivers to the left now. Moyer to the right. Pistol formation for Weathers behind Joslin. First down, fires to the flat, a wide receiver screen. Making the catch and now ducking inside, outside. Liam Ferry is going to be wrapped up nicely after just a short gain of maybe two. Ferry, the leading receiver for Marple coming into this one. Joslin's been on target for his first two throws. We'll try to get you stats and things like that in between. But that's the 32nd catch for Colin Ferry on the season. He is fourth in Delaware County in receiving yardage. All right. First quarter action, 10:44 and counting to play in the first here. Joslin, first carry of the night for Marlon Weathers. Bounces outside, and the Panthers say no. They are going to slam him down after a maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Now they're going to lose back to the original line of scrimmage. So loss of two there for Weathers. Excellent job by Evan Blake. Welcome back, Evan. Panthers defense includes Blake and Jake Fisher as your outside linebackers. John Wilson and John Prochniak inside. Front four, Corey Harris, Sam Burke, Ryan Krause, and Ethan Belleville. Arion Ford, Zane Mazur, and Ebo Pio in the secondary. All right, third and 10. Joslin in the shotgun pistol. Behind him is Weathers. Three wide receivers to the right, and back to passes Joslin. Under pressure, but fires over the middle. Has a man, and into the secondary. Spinning away is Marone. Inside the 10, inside the 5, and down at the 1 yard line, inside the 1 for a gain of 38. That is Kevin Marone, and the Panthers having their struggles on third down in the early going. Well, not the way you wanted to start things. Four cracks at it now. They are inches from the goal line. Yeah. Marple Newtown brings in the bigger package here with Blake Tournier, 6'3", 190. He lines up as a halfback. Joslin under center. He's going to sneak it and keep it and into the end zone for a very quick Marple Newtown lead. 9:30 to go in the first quarter. Panthers fumble it away. 50 yards later, Marple on the board. Well, Panthers feel confident that they're going to move the football tonight, but Marple says, yeah, we can do that too. 51 yards passing already. Three throwing it is Joslin. Extra point try coming here. And some personnel questions, and all right. On to hold for the extra point is Joe Paoletti. And we'll see who's out there to kick it. Ball spotted, kick is blocked. Ooh. Kick is blocked, and nice work there by the Panthers crashing in to block the extra point off the foot of, is that 11 kicking it, Tyler Lynch?
I thought it was 14.
All right, 14, was it Moyer? Okay, it was Moyer kicking it. Either way, 6-0 Marple Newtown will be back in 30 seconds. See if the Panthers can bounce back. Ambushed in the early going here, and Marple's on top quickly. See what the Panthers can do when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
9:30 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven coughs it up. Here's a quick onside kick. Panthers field it and take a knee. Onside kick idea, and nice job there by the Panthers to recover the kick.
Who got it?
Ian Trotter. Ian Trotter, 51, grabbed it. A heads-up play, onside kick, and the Panthers pounce on it at their own 44-yard line. So, Panthers moved the ball well in their first two carries, 9 yards and 7 yards, but they put it on the turf, and Marple makes them pay. 6-0 Marple Newtown in the early going. So the Panthers try again. Two tight ends, man in motion from left to right is Ebo Pia. They go toss play to the right side. This is Zach Hussein, who's going to pick up a couple. Maybe two for Zach. Brings up second down and 8. Marble defense didn't even get to mention most of those guys. They were only on the field for two plays. Liam Ferry, Ryan Lane, Scott Novak, and Blake Turnier will be joined by A.J. Katrakatsis now on the defensive line. Robbie Riley is your inside linebacker. We'll get to some others in a moment. Motion is Belleville. Give is to Hussein. He's going to go right into the arms of Katrakatsis for a yard, and that's it. Third down and 8 coming up. Rest of the defense includes Marlon Weathers at corner. Number 17 checks into the game now as well. At linebacker, there's mass substitutions here. Thomas McKee at outside linebacker. Safeties are Jacob Simpson and Seth Moyer. Simpson with 6 interceptions to his credit this season. And now, third down and 8 from the 46. Panthers send Arion Ford split end to the left. Here is a quick hitter. This is Hussein right up the middle. First down and more across the 45-40. A quick trap play gets him the Marple 33-yard line. How about that one? 21 yards for Hussein and a Panther first down. Nicely done right there.
Boy, as much trouble as they were having trying to make holes, that certainly was an exception, wasn't it?
Beautifully done there. They guessed right on Marple. Will do a lot of stunting with their defensive tackles, and I think they guessed right on which guy was going to loop, and they ran right through the empty space. First and 10 Panthers from the Marple 33. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. 8-man front. Motion man is Pio. They go jet sweep to the right side, looking to get it blocked up. He turns upfield at the 30. Tripped up at the 27, but Ebo Pio picks up 6 on his first carry of the night. Good start there for the junior. All right. Try to keep you posted on other scores, but not too many went faster than what we just saw.
Yeah, right.
All right. Radnor 7, Pencrest nothing. Radnor trying to bounce back from a close loss to Garnet Valley a week ago. Here's 7:21 and counting to play in the first. Fisher gives to Belleville on first down, or second and short, rather. Across the 25, down to the 23, maybe. So this will turn this into maybe third and 1. Gain of almost 4 for Ethan Belleville. Panthers likely in 4-down territory here. They'll snap it just inside the right hash. From the Marple 23-yard line. I'll tell you, if Fisher guesses right on a stunt, he could have room on a sneak tonight. He's under center, and he will sneak it here. He does have room, and he's going to push the pile here for, well, good bit across the 20, down to the 18-yard line. Good work there by Fisher to pick up 7 on the quarterback dive, and the Panthers' fresh set of downs now from the 18-yard line. Nice work here for the Panther offense. See what they can come up with 6.5 minutes to play here in the first. Arion Ford, tight end to the left. Evan Blake to the right. Wing to the right is Belleville. Hussein in the backfield with Pio. They give it to Pio, sweep to the right side. He turns upfield, steps around one man, still on his feet, cuts back to his left, and near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it. He's inside the 10-yard line. They'll put it down
8.
At about the just shy of the 8. They'll call it the 9-yard line. Gain of 9 for Pio on the sweep and a beautiful cutback right there. Second and 1. Well, if the Panthers defense can do the job, the offense is certainly getting some traction here. 5:53 to play here in the opening quarter. It's Hussein straight up the middle, barreling through one man, two men, hold two hands on the football. He has a gain of 4. And a first down for the Panthers. They'll have 4 cracks at it from the 5. 5 carries, 35 yards for Hussein, who comes in tonight as the second leading rusher in Delaware County, trailing only Jules Kelly of Sun Valley, who incidentally, unfortunately, broke his hand in that loss to Massillon of Ohio last week. But word is that Kelly, they think, is going to be able to play through that. So we'll see. First and goal from the 5. 2 tight ends set for the Panthers. Wing T behind Fisher. He's going to keep it himself. Off the right side. Bootleg to that edge. He dives. He leaps, flips, and into the end zone.
Oh, that scares me to death when he does
stuff scared
like
everybody,
that.
But it was fun to watch. And Jake gets up no worse for the wear. head over heels, heels over head maybe. And with 5:18 to play in the first quarter, the Panthers have tied it, extra point pending.
If we'd had scorecards, that was at least a 9.6 for a dive.
Oh, man. But, yeah, you're you don't want a two-way starter risking there. But, boy, nicely done right there on the quarterback bootleg. Emmett Young on for the extra point to untie it. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty long enough, and it is good. 7-6, Strathaven, 5:18 to play in the opening quarter. Marple Newtown trying to get that offense right back on the field when we come back on havenfootball.net.
And we'll get to a commercial in just a second. Here we go.
All right.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Jake Fisher with a big play on third and short on the quarterback keeper. A bigger play on first and goal from the five. He takes it in for another rushing touchdown. Fisher now with 4-6 rushing touchdowns on the season. And the Panthers have taken the lead 7-6. 5:18 to play here in the opening quarter. High end over end kick. It's going to come down to one of the up men at the 24-yard line. Nice work on the by Emmett Young. And Ebo Pio slings down number 12, Ryan Simpson, at about the maybe near the 40-yard line. So good job there by Pio on the tackle. And good work by Young there. I don't think they want to kick it to Weathers and give him a head of steam. So the Panthers give up some field position, nose the football on the right hash mark for Marple Newtown at the 40-yard line. But I think the Panthers will take that and give their defense a chance to
make some stops.
All right, here we go. Five wide. Three to the left, two to the right. Now they go in motion, and they give it to Weathers on the sweep. Off the left side, Weathers trying to turn the corner. Gets around Fisher momentarily, but he grabs him by the shirt tail. Good work by Fisher to pull him down after a gain of about four. Thought Weathers was about to get ahead of steam there, and good speed from Jake Fisher at outside linebacker to drag him down. Second down and about six. Two players check out, Charlie Box and number 11, Tyler Lynch. A.J. Catricazzi over the football. He's the center. Split end to the left side is John Long. To the near side is Moyer. Back to pass Joslin. Looking, firing to this near side. He has a man on the out pattern. First down and more. Fisher tracks down number 22, Jake Simpson. And Simpson dropped at the Strathaven 44. Gain of 12 and a first down.
Well, this is very much an offensive game right now. Nobody seems to stop anybody. Other than the one turnover by Panthers, there's been no stopping the offense on either team.
Joslin, 4 of 4, throwing it for 63 yards here in the early going. First and 10, they huddle for the first time. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right, a back on either hip of Joslin. Sends Weathers in motion. They're going to sling it to him, a little screen to the left, and Belleville's going to track him down and bury him back near midfield. Forward progress gives him the 49, but a loss of five as Ethan Belleville continues to just terrorize the offensive backfield this year. That's his 12th tackle for loss on the season, second and 15. I think they may call that a running play. Did that look like it was a backward, a lateral, or was that?
I called it a pass. Okay. I don't know. We can review it in the film, though.
Either way, Belleville with a big play there for the defense.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Weathers, slot left, slot right, and wing right as well for Joslin, who's in the gun with a net backfield empty. Motion man, and the Panthers jump. Oh, they just gave the 5 yards right back, and it'll be second and 10. So, unfortunate. He sent Weathers in motion, and two players are going to be called for encroachment here. 3:24 to play here in the opening quarter. 7-6 Strathaven on top. Elsewhere, Ridley 3, Upper Darby nothing midway through the first quarter there. Radnor 7, Pencrest nothing. I'll try to keep you posted on Scores from elsewhere. All right, two receivers to either side, wing to the right. Motion man is Weathers. They fake it to him. It's Joslin up the middle, and quarterback dive picks up a couple. Maybe three before Corey Harris makes the stop. Turns into third down and 7. Corey Harris led the team with 9 tackles last week and a fumble recovery. Here, Joslin held to just 3, almost 4. Call it third and a long 6. 251 and counting. To play here in the first quarter. Seth Moyer checks in. Blake Turnier checks out. Split end to the left is Colin Ferry. They go trips to the right side. On third down and 6, Joslin in the gun, and now whistle and timeout. Head coach Chris Kicking wants to talk it over. So we'll take a short timeout with him. 2:33 to play in a wild and exciting first quarter here. Some highlight level plays for both teams. 7-6 Strathaven. Be back in a moment on third and 6 when we come back.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Primo Hoagies Field here on the campus of Marple Newtown High School. 7-6 Strathaven, but Marple Newtown third and a long 6. From the Strathaven 46-yard line, pistol formation, Joslin and Weathers in the backfield. 3 receivers to the right, back to passes. Joslin has time, looks, fires over the middle, it's intercepted. Coming the other way is John Wilson, who turns upfield at the 40, ridden down at the 42-yard line. But Wilson's first interception of the year has given Strathaven the football back at the 41-yard line. Beautiful job by the defense right there.
Yeah, that was wonderful. That was just a great great play. Where did he get it to? The 42.
Yep. Good work there by Wilson, who moves to inside linebacker tonight. Stepped in front of it and hauls it in and gets the Panther offense right back on the field. 2:23 to play now in the first quarter. Panthers moving right to left from the right left hash, rather. Two tight end set. Wing to the right is Belleville. On first down, it's Hussein. Straight up the middle, he'll push across the 45 to the 46. Gain of about 5 on first down. I'll call it 4, rather. So Hussein, this is the kind of night where if the Panthers have it their way, you might look for 25 to 30 carries from your fullback and then share it with the halfbacks and take your chances. It wouldn't shock me if the Panthers didn't throw it at all tonight, but we'll see. See how well they can keep things moving against an 8-man front here for Marple Newtown. Play fake, and they go sweep to the right side for Ebo. Pio turns, gets a nice block, cuts it back, inside, outside. Pio still on his feet, 40, 35-yard line for Ebo. Pio running with some determination there. 19 yards later, the Panthers have a first down.
Well, I'll tell you, that was quite a run, and the last 7 yards was him.
Terrific block at the point of attack by Hussein, and then Pio dancing inside and outside, doing a super job right there. First and 10. We'll call it the 36-yard line. Pio wing to the left. Tight end to the right is Ford. Wilson in at tight end to the left side as well. This is Belleville off the left side. Inside, outside for him. Stiff arm still on his feet, pushing the pile to near the 30-yard line before he's driven backwards. So good work there by the Marple defense to swarm, but forward progress gives Belleville 6 more yards. Weathers helping with the tackle for the Tigers. And it brings up second down and 4. Well, Panthers nearing 4 down territory again here. 50 seconds and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Ford, tight end to the right. Wilson in there to the left. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Give is to Hussein with lots of running room. Straight up the middle, sheds one tackle and is banged backwards. But I think forward progress will give him the 24-yard line. And another first down. 6 more for Hussein, who's just been a sledgehammer most of the year. He's had 100-yard games in all but 2 weeks.
when you consider what we've been doing and how we've been stopped in so many games, for him to be a leading rusher is simply amazing.
Two tight ends again for the Panthers. On first and 10 from the 24, it's Pio off the right side. He's going to cut to his left momentarily. Katrakatsi there to meet him after a gain of about three. Clock ticks, 13 seconds, 12 seconds, and my guess is Coach Clancy's going to take this to the other end of the field and say, hey, we'll hold the ball for another couple minutes and get things going in the second quarter when we come back. Clock strikes zero on the first 12 minutes. Panthers on top 7-6 and looking for more. Second and 8 when we come back to start the second quarter. Glad you're with us on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter, ready to begin. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman with the stats and spotting, and we'll hear from them at halftime. But encouraging start here for the Panthers, especially after fumbling the football away on their second play from scrimmage. They've bounced back nicely with a touchdown drive, an interception from John Wilson, and now the offense moving it well. Second down in about, call it 8, from the Marple Newtown 22. So you're approaching field goal range as well.
Doesn't look like Haven is much interested in throwing the ball tonight. They've really been setting up with two tight ends and not looking to go to the air, but I guess as long as they keep running it, they won't.
Fisher under center. Tight end to the left is Ford. Hard count from Fisher. Marple, good discipline there. And they give it to Hussein off the left side. He's going to push his way for a few and still dragging tacklers. Give him maybe the 17-yard line or so for a gain of 5. Brings up third down and short. Panthers certainly looking for a bunch here. But they are in field goal range for Emmett Young if it comes to that.
Well, I think you're definitely in fourth down territory here. So you're third down and about 3. Maybe 4.
All right, here's Fisher. Under center, gives to Belleville off the left side, gets a block from Krause. He's going to drive the pile on third and short, and I think have enough for a first down. They stop the clock to move the chains. First and 10 for the Panthers. They'll spot it at the 13-yard line. Gain of 4 more for Belleville, 4 carries, 23 yards for Ethan in the early going.
Well, like I said, it's an offensive game. Here we go again.
No huddle. They go sweep to the left side. This is Belleville, who on the Mustang cuts it inside the 10 and is dropped at the 8. They go 5 more to Belleville, and up-tempo go the Panthers here. Now Fisher walks to the sideline, and now hobbling off. We'll see who that is. Is that Belleville hobbling off? Not a good sign there. So Prochniak will check in at halfback as Belleville gets some attention on the sideline.
Looks like just an owie. Nobody's really looking at him. He's just walking it off.
All right. Under center is Fisher. Give is to Prochniak off the right side, and he's going to push his way near the 5-yard line. We'll see. All right. Panthers can pick up a first down at about the 3. So it's going to be third down and 3 as Prochniak picks up a couple. And Brett Schoeman, the sophomore linebacker, in on the last tackle. Prochniak picks up 3. Third down and 3. Fisher brings in the play. Still Prochniak and P.O. in the backfield as the wings with Zach Hussein at fullback. Two tight end set. 4 to the right. 9 men in the box there for Marple Newtown. They go Hussein, a cut back to the left. He's going to push his way to first down yardage, I believe. We'll see when they unpile. He either has first and goal or fourth and inches. We'll see here. All right, it's going to be fourth and inches. He needed 3. Give him 2.5. Fourth and inches, probably 4 down territory. You're certainly in field goal range But this could be Jake Fisher quarterback sneak time here. Well, let's see. The officials are going to talk it over.
They're going to measure.
They're going to measure. All right. So while we have a measurement, a couple quick score updates. Haverford on top of Springfield 7-0.
Okay.
Ridley still on top of Upper Darby 3-0 in the first quarter. Cheltenham missed a 28-yard field goal, came up empty-handed. They had a 20-play, 85-yard drive, 9 minutes to open the game, came up empty as they're battling Upper Moreland tonight. So Cheltenham, to me, if they win their next two games, probably going to be the 7 seed and maybe even a possible opponent for Strathaven in the playoffs if the Panthers take care of business here.
Measurement showed about 4 inches.
Fourth short. And 4 inches short. Jake Fisher under center. 10 men in the box. Everybody trying to slow things down here for Marple Newtown from just outside the 3-yard line. Fisher's going to push a pile. Nothing going in there right away, but second effort off the left side and into the end zone. Fisher into the end zone for the second time tonight. Another sneak. Got some push from his fullback, Hussein. And the left side of the line, Fisher in from the 3. Panthers extend their lead. Nice work there. It's the first push didn't get it done, Mike.
No, he went right up against his center, and everybody started leaning and push and shove, and it got in there, though.
9:31 to play here in the second quarter. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is not away. It is blocked. Simpson flying in untouched off the edge. The score stays 13-6. So we'll take a short timeout. Marple Newtown's going to get the offense right back on the field. As usual, we've got a good one with Strathaven and Marple Newtown. Seems that way every year, doesn't it?
Yep.
Glad to bring it to you live or on the archive. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
John Wilson's interception set it up, and 58 yards later, the Panthers in the end zone again. And Jake Fisher doing the job again, 3-yard sneak on 4th and inches. And the extra point blocked means it's 13-6, Strathaven on top of Marple Newtown. Emmett Young ready to kick it away. All right, here we are, early second quarter. Young, high, end over end kick, is going to back his man up. And this is Marone, who picks it up at the 8-yard line. Looks up the left hash. He's got a room. Head of steam across the 30. Nice work there by Marone, and the blocking in front of him picks up the 36-yard line. John Prochniak on the tackle along with Cole Peichel and Jarris Adams. But Strathaven 13, Marple Newtown 6 with 9:23 to play here in the first half. Trying to keep you posted on other scores. Ruston on top of Sun Valley, 14-0. Pottsgrove 7, Phoenixville nothing. 3 wide receivers, backs on either side of Joslin, who's in the gun. They go with a handoff to this near sideline. Luke Healy in the game, and he's going to bury his man right there. Handoff to Tyler Lynch for the first time tonight. And Healy into the game at linebacker. Comes in and makes a stop. They're going to give him forward progress to the 38-yard line. All right. That was generous. But Lynch has the Tigers set up 2nd down and 8. All right. Healy in at defensive tackle now. Wilson on the inside with Prochniak. 3 wide receivers, 1 to the left and 1 to the right. Back to the pass is Joslin. He fires to the flat, and stepping up and making a stop is Jake Fisher. Losing a yard on the play, perhaps. Nicely done. Good grab. Good work in the open field by Fisher. Who was that on the grab? Was that 22?
22.
That was Simpson in the flat. So call it no gain.
Yep.
And it brings up 3rd down and about 8. So Panther defense doing the job up front right now. The front 7 handling things so far so good at the moment. Marple Newtown sends 3 wide receivers to the left of Joslin, 2 to the right. Sort of a bunch look here for Weathers, and back to pass is Joslin. Looking, fires a slant down the middle, has a man. There's a flag on the play. Completion and carry down to the Strathaven 44, but the umpire threw a flag. I think this could be a hold on the inside. Let's see.
Who caught the ball, 34?
That was 80. Liam Ferry on the catch, but I think this is coming backwards. Personal foul, chop block against Marple Newtown. So that, third and eight, is going to turn this into third and 23.
That was a pretty adamant flag throw, too.
Yeah.
It must have been a pretty nasty chop
block.
Yep.
All right, third and 23 by the time they march this off, and it wipes out a nice throw and catch to Liam Ferry.
Down.
Yep. So 13-6 is your score here. Strathaven on top. But, all right, let's see. A couple other score updates if we can.
Ooh, Radner, 15 yards.
Yeah, Radner on top of Pencrest, 21-0. Chop block is a dangerous play. I mean, it's a block below the waist while you're engaged with another lineman, especially on the offensive line. It's a good thing that the referees will call that at any point on any team. It's just something to be careful with. All right, third and 23. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. In the gun is Joslin, back to pass, rolling to his right. Throwback screen to this near side. Good coverage by Fisher. He read that one, sniffed that one out, and right on the back of Weathers. That's a play that Marple hit for about an 80-yard touchdown last year for Weathers. This time the Panthers were waiting for it, and Fisher swats it away. So, fourth and 23, and we will see a punt for the first time tonight.
Yep.
Ebo Pio and Jais Davis wait for the Panthers at near the midfield stripe.
Who's punting?
We'll see who's on to kick it. This might be Seth Moyer. Moyer awaits the snap and takes it at the 10-yard line, steps into one and booms it. Terrific kick. It's going to back up and fair catch, signal for it and made by Ebo Pio. Good decision there. So that ball just backing him right up. So Panther defense holds. They'll get the football at the 40-yard line, 7:33 and three timeouts to play with here in the second quarter with a 13-6 lead. All right. Garnet Valley and Conestoga scoreless after the first quarter. Never know, right?
Did we
just never know.
Did we decide that was 14 on the punt?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
14, Seth Moyer stays in the game at free safety. Also in the end of the game in the secondary is number 26, Cameron Leone, for the Tigers. Eight-man front again for Marple Newtown. They give it to Belleville off the left side. Turns upfield, cuts to his right, into the secondary. Safety falls down, and Belleville at the 30, 25-20. He will go 60 yards. Ethan Belleville with a 68-yard touchdown a year ago against Marple answers with a 60-yard burst. Beautiful cutback to the right. And the Panthers on top by two scores.
Woo, that was a nice run.
Beautifully blocked. And, man,
well, and he got a little bit of lucky because the last guy that could have gotten him fell down.
Safety did fall down. And, again, that's no knock on what Ethan was doing there. But you got him in space at full speed. 60-yard touchdown run, a season-long for Belleville. Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. Fisher to hold. Panthers try to get this one blocked a little better. Ball spotted. Kick is away this time, and he sneaks it inside the left upright. Emmett Young 2-for-3 on the night, and the Panthers with a 2-touchdown lead. Defense forces the 3-and-out, and the Panthers need one play to go up two scores. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Haven defense comes up big with a stop, forces the punt, and Ethan Belleville needs just one play. 60 yards later, Panthers on top 20-6, 7:21 to play here in the second quarter. It's been a while since the Panthers have had a two-score lead against Marple. Emmett Young, high, end over and kick's going to back up Weathers, who backpedals to his five-yard line and is now coming straight up to the left hash mark. Looks, tries to get inside, outside, stutter step, has the left sideline momentarily. Panthers box him up, but boy, he has some good feet.
He does move.
He has some great feet to get away, but finally runs out of real estate, and the Panthers stop him at the 31-yard line. Big stop there for the defense, Mike, and what a costly penalty for Marple Newtown eliminating that first down.
Oh, yeah, it was, well, listen, that it not only kills momentum, it just defeats your ability to get a first down.
All right, Luke Healy checks out, Sam Burke checks in. Panthers have 12 men on the field at the moment. Yeah, they're going to have to get something figured out.
Sorry,
no, they got 11. Okay, here we go. Pistol look on first down. Give us to Marlon Weathers. Looking for room straight ahead. He's going to push the pile to about the 35-yard line. Gain of 4 for Weathers. And that's out to the 35-yard line. Marple Newtown moving right to left in front of us. Clock ticks. 6:49 and counting to play before halftime. All right, still trying to get a tweet out there with the score update, but we'll wait. Here we go. Shotgun look for Joslin. It's Weathers one more time, looking for room off the right side. Gets some blocking this time, and he's going to be stopped shy of the first down. Good gang tackle there by Jake Fisher and Corey Harris at about the 39. So four more. It's going to bring up third down in about 2. So, yeah, this is one of those things where you're down 2 scores, but your best offensive threat is still probably the guy wearing 34 tonight.
It is, although he's been passing extremely well. The only real poor pass was kind of that screen, but it was everybody was in the backfield anyway. But he's been passing nicely.
All right, here we go. 3rd and 2. Motion man from left to right. Weathers in the backfield. High snap. Disrupts the timing. Weathers takes the handoff, and he's going to be stopped. Nice work. Good tackling right there. John Prochniak. There to meet him, shy of the first down. It's going to be 4th and about 1.5 yards. Weathers gets just 1. That high snap disrupted the timing there, Mike.
Yeah, that was, it was a strange play, and it just didn't let let Weathers just fire out on the handoff. So what are they going to do? Are they going to go for it?
Well, let's see. Looks like it. Moyer's going to check out of the game.
4th and 1. He's boy, if they don't make this. They're going to try to draw off the Panthers first. Let's see what happens.
Here we go. Under center is Joslin. No, they go quick fullback dive to Weathers. He's going to push the pile for a first down. Yep. Nice work. And, boy, he was not far from making a tackle miss there at the 47. Yep. Gain of 7 on a 4th and 1 dive for Weathers. Something to be said for that. Forget the spread. Just line up and pound straight at him. John Wilson has to check out as his helmet popped off. Luke Healy into the game at inside linebacker. Under center again. They're going to try it again here. Weathers, fullback dive one more time. He's going to go off the right side. He's going to barrel through Corey Harris, who hangs on and drops him at the 45. But that will gain 7 more.
Yep. Well, this is the Panthers' Achilles heel. They'll just keep pounding the running back at him and see if they can stop him. And the Panthers have rarely been able to stop. So they really need to stop here.
All right. 2nd. And about 2. I'll say, yep, we're going to do this till you stop us. They go heavy. Power eye formation. Under center is Joslin. Hard count. Panthers nearly jumping. They say they did. Yep.
No.
All right. There was a flinch. I don't know that he.
No, he had to break the plane. I don't think he
broke. So the guy on the near side said he didn't jump. The guy on the far side, furthest from the play, did not agree. So 5-yard encroachment penalty, the 2nd of the game for the Panthers. Moves the football to the Strathaven 40-yard line. Marple on the move here, 4:20 and 4:19 and counting to play before halftime. Marple Newtown will get the football to start the second half.
Well, I can't tell you how much Panthers need to stop here.
All right. 1st and 10, and they snap. Balls came loose and scrambled for it. Still loose. Oh, my goodness, the officials blew it dead. Oh, that's an unfortunate break, I think, for the Panthers. I don't know. What are they going to rule here? That was a fumbled snap. It kicked into the secondary, and the linesman on the near side, I don't know what he was looking for there. The Panthers, the ball was fumbled on the snap.
Nope.
What are they calling? I don't know what they could possibly call here. False start first.
Oh.
Okay, snap. All right, false start. So Marple catches a break there.
Well, I think that's why the fumble. Center took off before anything was moving.
Right,
so.
But that ball was snapped off the quarterback's hands, who was under center, kicked into the secondary, and the Panthers fell on it. But here's second down. Sorry, first and 15 now, back at the 45-yard line of Strathaven. H-back in motion. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Second 15, another high snap. It's going to be given to Weathers. Room off the right side. He's going to be slung down after a gain of six. Nice work there by Prochniak. But it brings up second down and about nine. Weathers, eight carries for 31 yards here in the early going. All right, our computer is not cooperating with my attempted tweet here.
You got a problem with online, or are you okay?
Just slow going. All right. Still trying to update everybody on the 60-yard touchdown run for Belleville.
Oh, you'll get here, the halftime in a minute.
Here we go. 3 minutes and change in the second quarter. Give is to Weathers on second and nine. Off the right side, he's going to push the pile across the Panther 35, maybe right at the 35. Gain of four more for Weathers. And, again, this is not the way Chris Gicking likes to do things, but he loves to throw the ball all over the field. But if your best player and your best offense right now is to run the football straight ahead, as has been the case for many Strathaven opponents over the last couple of weeks,
Absolutely.
He may have to make some adjustments.
Plus, their situation was they gave up that interception on the pass. I think it's got them a little spooked.
All right, third and about five from the Panther 35-yard line, and here we got a flag on the play. I think somebody flinched on the near side. Boy, that linesman on the far sideline has had a busy couple of minutes. And he's got everybody upset with him right now on both sidelines. All right.
Dead ball fell. The legal procedure.
Okay. So, back to the 40-yard line we go.
So we're back to third and 10 now.
Okay. Interesting drive here, right? Finally get that tweet out there. All right, bringing in the play is Colin Ferry at split end. They check the H-back out of the game. 2:18, 2:17 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers looking to get a stop and maybe get the football back here. Pistol look, and now timeout, Marple Newtown.
Okay.
And yeah, they've had to get out of what they really like to do, which is spread it out and throw it around. The Panther defense has done a good job with that. You know, they went under center and had some success with just some fullback dives, some power looks, but, again, not something they're practicing very often, I wouldn't guess. So we're going to take a 30-second timeout, be back in just a moment, see if the Panther defense can come up big one more time. Marple trying to cut into a 26 lead on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Strathaven 20, Marple Newtown 6, 2:10 to play here before halftime. Strathaven fighting for their playoff lives tonight. They need a win to stay in the hunt for the playoffs. I say that because Kennett is leading Oxford 28-0.
Wow.
So if Kennett were to win and Strathaven were to lose, the playoff possibility probably is extinguished. Here we go. Third and 10 for Marple Newtown. Trying to get something going. Double wing. Pistol look. Back is Joslin. Looking. Pump fakes. He wants it all. Deep down the far sideline. Has a man out there. It's deflected and knocked away. Nicely done on the far sideline. That's Zane Major knocking it away from Colin Ferry.
From Colin Ferry, okay.
Looking for Ferry on the jump ball down near the 20, and Major swats it away. Joslin now started hot, 5 for his first 5. He's 1 for his last 4 with an interception. That's 6 of 9 for 58 yards, throwing it now on the game. 2:03 to play before halftime. Ball at the Strathaven 40, and Coach Gicking, I think, is going to go for it.
Oh, yeah.
They don't convert. Panthers will have the ball with 3 timeouts in very good field position, but going to put it on the offense here. Will the Tigers split end either side? 2 slots to the left. That's trips left now. Marlon Weathers in the backfield with Joslin on 4th and 10. Joslin, hard count. Back to pass. Looking. Heavy pressure from Belleville. Steps away, but Corey Harris eats his lunch. That'll do it. Great job, Corey Harris. Belleville turned him inside, and Corey Harris drops him for a sack. Loss of two on the play. And the Panther offense, first and 10 now at their own 42. Three timeouts and a two-touchdown lead with 1:57 to play here before half.
Boy, nothing wrong with that, huh?
Indeed. How about Upper Moreland leading Cheltenham 14-0 midway through the second quarter? So upset alert right there. Here, the Panthers send Arion Ford, split end to the right. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. On first down, juggled snap, and a give is to Hussein. The Panthers did well just to hold on to that one. Ooh, timing disrupted. Hussein's going to lose a yard, perhaps.
Yep.
Fisher juggled the snap, and Ryan Lane on the stop for the Tigers. 10 carries, 50 yards for Hussein. Here, two tight end set. Panthers huddle quickly. Come out of it with Ethan Belleville off the left side. Has room in the secondary. Belleville foot race now. 45. Spins his way to the 40-yard line.
Timeout. Call timeout.
We'll see. They may or may not here. Clock ticks 1:27, but they're going to move the chains. Panthers go no huddle here from the Marple Newtown 40-yard line. That's 19 more for Belleville. He's got his first 100-yard game of the season on just 7 carries. He's winged to the right this time. 122, 121. Fisher under center, two tight ends in front of him. It's Hussein off the left side. He's going to push his way for about almost 5 more. And now calling timeout is Coach Kevin Clancy with 1:14 to play here before halftime. Whoo!
Yeah.
Catch our breath. Catch our breath indeed. We've got a wild game in front of us. Panthers trying to extend a 13-point lead here, knowing that Marple will get the ball back to start the third quarter.
You got a minute 14 left in the quarter and a half.
But, yeah, Upper Moreland on top of Cheltenham, 14-0 midway through the second quarter. That's a bit of a surprise there. Upper Moreland's had a really good program over the last 10 years, but struggles this year at just 3-5. So the Bears trying to take care of their home turf and spoil things for the Cheltenham Panthers, who were, you know, looking to me like they were going to be, on their way to 8-2, but lost a tough one to Happer Horsham last week on a late extra point. They lose 7-6 after multiple turnovers in the red zone, and now Upper Moreland taking care of business. All right, Panthers go with two receivers. Split end to the right is Belleville. To the left is Ford. Back to pass. Looking. They fire to the outside. Complete to Ford, who's going to shake one tackle. He's pushing his way out of bounds. Let's see where they spot this. Over on that far sideline. Looks like Ford's going to be just a little shy of that first down. They'll put it down at about the 32-yard line. So give Ford a gain of 4 on his first catch of the game. That's the first pass attempt for the Panthers all night. 1:07 to play here. Third in the second quarter. Third down and 2. Panthers on 3rd and 2, looking at a 8-man front. Wing T, two tight ends this time. They give it on the sweep to the left side. This is Belleville inside, outside. First down the far sideline. Good heads-up play by 44 to step out of bounds and stop the clock at the Marple 25-yard line. 7 more for Belleville. He is absolutely tearing it up right now.
Well, if they could put a score in this time, even 3 points at this stage, just that much more to... Because with Marble getting the ball first, you know they're going to come back and adjust.
114 yards on 8 carries for Ethan Belleville, including a 60-yard touchdown. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. On 1st and 10, motion man is P.O. They give it off the right side. This is Hussein, who's going to take it down inside the 20 to about the 18. Head coach Kevin Clancy calls timeout after a gain of 7. Nicely done right there.
Yep.
Still a timeout in their pocket. And Strathaven with 54 seconds to play before halftime. Looking pretty good here, Mike.
Yeah, well, they've been playing well. Their offense is doing well. Defense is doing what they had to. But, of course, the defense has not been doing as well as it indicates because Marble keeps shooting themselves in the foot with penalties and that one interception. And, you know, they just haven't been able to finish their drives. And that's really put them in a hole. Right now, 20-6 Strathaven. And if Haven can find a way to find points, particularly the end zone, that would be a tough thing for any team to come back on. I mean, well, I know Haven's going to probably get a little winded in the second half, but still, that's a lot of to come back from.
I mean, the only real problem for Strathaven tonight was the fumble on the second play that gave Marple the ball at midfield, and before Strathaven could even wake up. A couple big plays, and it's 7-0. But the Strathaven defense has stepped up in between. Here's Ford split end to the right. On second down and 3 from the 18. Motion man, they fake to Hussein. Back to pass. Heavy pressure, but they fire to the end zone. Man out there, incomplete. Oh. Just overthrown, intended for Belleville. Had Fisher stepping into that. It had heavy pressure coming.
Yep.
Had to release it just a little early.
And got hit pretty good, I might add.
Yeah. So, third down and 3 from the 18. Panthers still with one timeout. 49.4 seconds to play here before halftime. Wouldn't shock me to call two plays here.
If Belvo's arms were just 2 feet longer, you would have had that.
He'd have trouble walking if that were the case. He'd be stepping on his fingers. Here is Hussein, 3rd and 3. They go dive off the left side. It's going to be very close. Very close here. Clock ticks, 40 seconds, 39 seconds. All right. He's going to be just shy of the first down, I believe. 4th and inches. Clock ticks, 32, 31, 30 seconds. Panthers get the play in. Fisher under center. If he gets a first down, the clock will stop. 4th and inches. Fisher give off the right side. This is room for Ibo Pio. Speeding across the 10. Inside the 5. Pio shoved out of bounds down near the 2-yard line. Never mind that quarterback sneak. They take it wide for 14 yards, and the Panthers set up now for first and goal to go. Still have a timeout, 15.7 seconds left before halftime.
I tell you, this is great clock management for anybody.
Yep.
But for a high school team, this is pretty spectacular stuff.
It would not shock me at all to see Fisher keep it again right here.
Yeah,
Jake Fisher with 2 quarterback sneaks for touchdowns in the first half already, and now 1st and goal from the 2. It wouldn't shock me at all to see him keep it again. 15.7 seconds left. Panthers still with 1 timeout. Turn, gives to Belleville off the left side. He's going to dive his way. Where? Short? Where is he? Down. Clock ticks, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds.
Timeout.
3 seconds. Panthers call timeout. The officials are just no. Was nowhere to be found. The linesman on the far side went running in to spot the ball, and the Panthers couldn't call time. But anyway, they're going to spot this inches from the goal line. Inches from the goal line. There was the back judge put his hands in the air signaling touchdown. Coach Clancy's on the field talking it over with the referee, and we'll see. All right. All right, Panthers call their 3rd timeout. You're certainly in field goal range at about the 2-inch line, but my guess is you go sneak here and see if you can try to put
it away. I'm not sure the judge actually. I think he was holding up 2nd down, I think is what he was doing.
Yeah, the back judge. I didn't think the line judge on that far side signaled short.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
Signaled short.
Well, short, and then the guy in the backfield put both his hands up, but I thought he was holding up 2.
Yeah, okay.
To indicate the
down. All right, 2nd and goal for the Panthers. But they have time for 1 play. They are out of timeouts. 3.7 seconds left to play here before halftime. Jake Fisher has the team in the huddle. Coach Clancy hustling back to the sideline here after their 3rd timeout. Wing T look, double wing. Fisher, 4th and inches. They push the pile into the end zone for a touchdown. Fisher into the end zone for the 3rd time in this half.
Wow.
On the final play of the first half. And the Panthers lead it 26-6, extra point pending. Incredible.
That was something else. And he was stopped there. But the team just pushed him forward,
Hussein,
and that was the end of it. Yep.
Hussein from the back able to get it done. So Jake Fisher, his last 3 carries have been landed in the end zone, 5-3, and now 1 yard.
And took all the time off the clock.
And
we
the clock
zero.
Strikes 0 for the second quarter. So extra point is an untimed play here. Emmett Young on to attempt. Jake Fisher to hold. Belleville to snap it. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away, and it is good. Emmett Young pounds it through. 27-6, Strathaven. They're going to go to the locker room awfully happy with a terrific effort here in this first half. Marple Newtown will go back to the drawing board and start with the football when we come back for the second half. But in the meantime, lots to talk about at halftime. We've got Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti joining Mike Mayer. I'll work to get some score updates and a whole lot more. So we'll be ready to chat about any number of things when we come back. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. And AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
And welcome back. It's halftime at Primo Hoagie Field in Marple Newtown High School. And I'm here with Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman. We're going to do our halftime show. Right now it is Haven on top very much, 27-6. Pete, kickoff, get the ball. We're driving. We fumble. Marple turns around and scores 6 points. It's 6-0. And what were your thoughts? Well, we didn't turn this mic on.
Or I need my. There you go. I got my mic on. First, I'd like to say that this was the best half of football that the Panthers have played this whole season. Now, on that first drive, the first two plays they gained 9 and 7 yards. The third play they fumbled. That's the only time that the Haven stopped, and they stopped themselves. Marple has not stopped them at all. They have not had to punt once. And this is the first game that I think we outweigh the linemen. We have a little bit of an advantage on the line, and you can see it. When they run straight at them, that they just have a little more power than they did against the bigger teams. But they've taken advantage of the situation, and they've got a big 27-6 lead.
Andrew?
Yeah, the offensive line for Haven is really dominated up front, and the defensive line as well has done really well against Marple running the ball, and they've gotten to the quarterback. They got to the quarterback on that fourth down play, which they turned into 7 points.
Can I say one thing?
Yep.
The offensive line and the defensive line are dominating because they're the same kids.
Oh. Well.
They go both ways.
Yeah, so. Well, that's...
go ahead.
See how well that lasts. Yeah. Well, all I was going to say was, while I have not been quite as impressed with the defensive line, because, you know, Marple did what a lot of guys are doing to us. They're giving us to their big, tough running back and just saying, here you go, and 6-7 yards. Now, Marple's had some tough penalties that have cost them some things. That chop block killed
them. The chop block killed them because they had a real big game. That chop block cost them almost 35 yards.
Yep. So, you know, of course, look, I'm a big believer. Never discount luck. So if luck is going again, or bad luck, obviously,
yeah.
And if your opponent is suffering some bad luck, take it. And that's the one thing the Haven has done tonight. They are taking advantage of every mistake Marple makes.
And we have had our share of bad luck in the last 2 years.
Oh, well,
certain games.
I understand
so,
that.
I mean, you know, sometimes it evens out. But, yeah, but I just think this Haven played such a – besides that one fumble, they played almost a perfect game. No passing whatsoever.
It was one pass, but yeah, that was
incomplete. right?
No, there's one.
Complete pass. But I mean, they know they can run against this team, and with a 27-6 lead, I'm sure Coach Clancy will continue that running in the second half.
Oh, I'm sure. I would just keep the same formula. Now, what's Marple going to have to do? I think the biggest thing you can say to Marple is, number one, we're going to put in the air more. We got to try to catch up, number one. Number two, stop shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, you can't, you know. A chop block can happen when an offensive lineman is blocking you and slips or loses his footing and he drops. That can look to a referee like it's deliberate. Now, I don't know whether it's deliberate or not, whether the penalty would be called, but the ref threw that pretty adamantly, and when they throw a flag that hard, it generally means that they really were upset with the block.
I think on Marple's side, what works the best for them is power running up the middle. What does that do? It runs the clock. When you're down three scores,
that's the problem.
I don't know if you can catch up just doing that.
Well, not without the breakouts. And right now, what I'm really pleased about is Haven has not had the big breakout, have not given up the big breakout run like they did last week against Haverford. You know, these have been, 6 or 7 yards, but there's been no 22-yard, no 30-yard,
no 50-yard
score.
They haven't given up the big play, and they've gotten the big play today.
Right.
They had the big 60-yard touchdown run.
They got the big play from Bell.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Jake Fisher, though. You know, our quarterback, who's also playing outside linebacker, he's made some unbelievable plays and stoppages. He's played a great game both ends.
On all three sides of the ball, he's played well.
On all three sides?
Yeah, he's made good plays on special teams as well. He's made a couple of good tackles.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. He leads the league. He leads the team in the weightlifting room, too. Usually your quarterback isn't your best weightlifter.
Well, it's high school, but you're right. No, and he loves playing defense, and I think he was just as happy when injuries forced him to take the role. I know it made everybody nervous. And you can see where he's playing with abandonment. His first touchdown, that double, triple somersault spin to the right, and I mean, if that had been a jump off a diving board, I'm telling you, that was an 8.7 or something.
That's a little scary, though.
When you're 17 years old and you do things like that to your body, you
what would
you
happen
tend
if
to,
me and you did that?
Well, first of all, we couldn't have gotten up
that high. I'd be scared
to
think what would happen to you too.
And the thud that would have been made, followed by the groaning, would have been very depressing. But the reason we wouldn't have to worry about a jump like that is we could never get up enough foot speed to get any kind of height like that.
Right.
But that scares you to death because, you know, we don't know what our backup quarterback looks like and we don't want to find out. But, you know, he's playing for his last series in high school. So he wants to get in the playoffs, and if he's going to have to sacrifice himself, he's going to do it. And he just loves being out there. And it shows. It really shows. Well, the critical thing now, second half, is Haven's going to have to play four complete quarters of football. So this has to continue. They're in great shape for it.
I think the only way that Marple can win this game is if we give it to them with multiple turnovers. If Haven plays a straight second half without turning the ball over, I just don't think there's enough time for Marple to come back and win this game.
Well, I would tend to agree with you, but what I want to see is, you know, they're not going to go into the playoffs with this kind of advantage, most likely, because they're going to be playing number one through number five seeded teams. So I want to see good, solid football. I want to see them find a way to stop Marple that doesn't rely on Marple making a mistake. Now, if the way the fate works out is Marple just keeps shooting themselves in the foot, you know, we'll take it. I'm not saying you should make something out of nothing. But I would like to see them find a way to stop Weathers for two or three on a couple of consecutive downs, knock a pass down, and turn it over on downs.
Yeah, this game is really good, not only for the score, but for the ego of these Panthers. They've lost four straight. Now, you could see when they left the field, they were jumping around, they were excited. Now, if they can come back and continue this and win this game, next week they have a home game with Harrington, which should be a win.
Yep.
That would put them at .500, definitely in the playoffs, and they'd be going in there on a high.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I think it gives them real good momentum, especially the way that they've been playing tonight. They've been playing with gusto on both sides of the ball. They've been flying to the ball on defense and making plays on offense.
Absolutely.
All right,
you can't ask for much more from this team right now.
No, you really can't. But what you can ask for is consistent play for the next two quarters.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
it's
the only
been a
thing
great,
you can really ask
it's,
for.
It's been a great 1-2. Let's see what 3-4 looks like.
Because they haven't given up much on – like, they have given up little bits and pieces but here and there, but they haven't given up the big chunk plays as they have in previous games.
Right. I'll look at the stats real quick. As the Strathaven Marching Band marches off, and now the Marple Newtown Band, and they look like West Point cadets.
Mike, you have the time of possession there. I'm sure it's a Strathaven, maybe even 3-1 advantage.
It's pretty damn close.
Is it really?
11:55 for Haven, 12:05 for
Really? I'm surprised. I'm surprised.
I just think we've done more with the ball. The question is, what I wanted to see what the net yards were. These are all unofficial numbers, by the way. They have to be checked against the game film. But right now we're looking at, here's where the numbers are. Net yards for Haven is 247. Net yards for Marple Newtown is 87. I mean, that you can't.
There's your discrepancy.
You can't score four times against one and not have a whole lot more yards. So, and that's really what it's all about. Of course, the longest rush for the Panthers is 60, which was that long Belleville run. Mm-hmm. And the longest rush for Marple Newtown is 8. So, you know, that's the discrepancy, too. They haven't given up the big play. The average yards per rush for Marple Newtown at the half are 3. For Strathaven is 7.6, more than twice as much. So
if Marple doesn't come get the kickoff and come down and score right away,
they're done.
I think this game is over.
And I think that's the interesting thing, because if I were Haven, I would really be looking to stop Marple from scoring on their first possession. Maybe in the second possession, we won't worry about it so much. But in the first, because I think that makes
this
a
first
statement.
Possession is really big for the Haven defense.
Well, it's really big, I think, not so for much both, in the outcome of the game, but I think just for the idea that we can do this, we can lead and come back.
Right,
absolutely, absolutely. And we'll see how that all goes. So, all right, that's high school football. Brian's going to fill us in on what's going on around the Philadelphia area. Pete, you want to talk a little Eagles?
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the Birds. 3-3 with 10 days off, which was a great thing for them because they had a lot of guys that were banged up and nicked up, and they had a good chance to heal. So they'll be coming into this game on Sunday in pretty good shape. They're playing a team that just the Panthers, who just got beat by the Redskins. I saw the last quarter of that, and the Panthers played a stupid fourth quarter. I mean, they had third and four, and they started throwing bombs at the end there, and that just don't make sense. I just don't think that they're going to beat the Eagles. I think the Eagles will win this game, and I think they'll win it by at least 10 points.
Andrew?
And the Eagles have, over the past couple seasons, you look at games that the Eagles have played against the Panthers, they've had the Panthers' number, and Cam Newton hasn't played well against the Philadelphia Eagles at all. Whether he's at home or whether he's on the road, he's turned the ball over a lot. So I think that the Eagles do have a really good chance to win this game if their defense can step up and get a couple turnovers.
If you get in Cam Newton's face early in the game, he starts to get happy feet.
And yeah, that defensive line for the Eagles is...
I think we're looking at like 28-17 Eagles victory.
All right. Anybody want to comment on the baseball playoff games?
I haven't paid too much attention. Okay, all I know is that we got Boston in. Boston made it to the World Series, and the Dodgers and Brewers are playing in Game 6 tonight.
Yep. I think Boston will win it all. I think their hardest competition they already beat, and that was the Houston Astros. Yeah. Since they got past them, either National League team is weaker than the Astros, so I think the Red Sox will win it all when it's said and done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll be a little bit. Well, we won't be wiser next week, I guess. Game won't be over. Well, it could be, I guess.
Yeah, we'll be next week about the third game of the series.
Yeah. All right. All right, well, listen, we are at Primo Hoagie Field in Marple Newtown High
delicious.
School.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, sounds great. We'll have to go to dinner afterwards. where the score is 27 for the Panthers and 6 for Marple Newtown. And you're listening to and be coming back to the second half of this football game. You're listening to high school football. It never sounded better than HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Primo Hoagies Field at Marple Newtown High School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, but not quite there yet. Have a few more minutes after hearing terrific performances from the Strathaven and Marple Newtown marching units. Just fantastic again tonight. Beautiful night for football, and they just made it a whole lot better over the last 10 minutes or so. And have some score updates from around District 1 and District 12. Let's start in the Catholic League. Cardinal O'Hara, 14. Bonner Pendergrast, nothing at halftime. Archbishop Wood, 14. LaSalle, 12 at halftime. So a good one going on there. Now, the District 1 up. We'll start up in the Suburban 1 League. Abington at Pensbury, both 4-4. Winner keeps their playoff hopes alive. It's tied at 14 at half, so that'll be close. We do not have an Academy Park Glen Mills score yet. We're going to try to get that one shortly. Back up in the Suburban 1, North Penn 21, CB South 3. If North Penn wins out, they're likely the number one seed in 6A when it's all said and done. Coatesville, Garnet Valley would have something to say about that, but bonus points at the moment project North Penn winning out and finishing as the one seed. Now, staying up north, a bit of a stunner. We mentioned a couple times in the first half. Upper Moreland at 3-4, a 4A team, taking on 5-3 Cheltenham. I thought a couple weeks ago Cheltenham could run the table, go 8-2, but they lost to Hatboro last week. Turned the ball over on downs after a 20-play, 85-yard drive to start the game. Couldn't finish it in the end zone. Upper Moreland scores twice, 14-0.
Really?
And now Cheltenham scored just before halftime, 14-6. But the Panthers having trouble up in Willow Grove, so we'll keep an eye on that. I had Cheltenham finishing 7-3 and probably a 7 seed. This would drop them significantly to lose to 4A Upper Moreland. Staying up there momentarily, Neshaminy 6, Council Rock nothing, Quakertown 7, Hepper Horsham 3, Boyertown trails Norristown 6-0. Staying in the Pac-10, Owen J. Roberts 13, Methacton nothing. Harry S. Truman all over Penridge. Truman's going to be probably a top 4 seed as well. They're up 35-14 at half. So that's a program that just kind of came out of nowhere. The big one in the Pac-10 tonight in 6A, 7-1 Springford against 6-2 Perk Valley. Perk Valley up 3-0 last we heard.
That was
in the
game.
Second quarter.
Yep.
Great Valley 14, Reading 7, Upper Perk 7, Pottstown 6, Upper Dublin 21, Plymouth White Marsh 10. Upper Dublin right now, I have them more or less locked in as the 2 seed. I think in 5A, the winner of next week's Academy Park Penwood game will win the Del Valle League and be the number 1 seed. The loser of that game will be the number 4 seed. I don't see it going any different unless there's a giant upset tonight. Okay. Come back to their scores in a moment. In the over in the Chessmont, Sun Valley trailing Ruston 14-0. Westchester East leading Westchester Henderson just 14-10, though. Winless Henderson, but that's a rivalry game. It's within the same school district, so not entirely surprising that that one's close. Downingtown East 25, Unionville 13. That game was 13-13 for a little bit. Downingtown East at 7-1, starting to pull away and setting up a matchup with Coatesville for a share of the Chestmont title next week in Week 10. Staying in out west there a little bit. I think I had one more score to give you out in the Chestmont. No, I don't. All right, so closer to home now. Here is what we've been waiting for. In the Del Valle, Penwood 28, Chichester nothing.
Whoa.
So Chichester is going to have a hard time. I think they're still in the hunt for the playoffs, even with a loss tonight to Penwood, which wouldn't be entirely surprising. Chichester next week will have to beat Chester to stay in the hunt.
Okay.
So that'll be close. Also in the Del Valle, still waiting on an Academy Park Glen Mills score. If Academy Park were to win, again, it sets up the title match next week with Penwood.
Right.
Staying here in Delaware County, I'm sorry, one more in the Chestmont. This was the biggie. We said before the game tonight, if Strathaven can't win tonight, they would need help from Oxford to beat Kennett. Oxford's been in great shape. They're 5-3. They're scoring points left and right. Their quarterback got hurt last week, and they now trail 35-0 at half. That'll be running clock for the second half.
That means that game's over.
Kennett will finish 4-5 and will not have to play again next week. They basically have a Week 10 bye, and so Kennett, with a win tonight, will almost certainly grant themselves a playoff spot, probably getting in as a 15 or 16 seed,
right.
But that's a great job by the Blue Demons to bounce back after a tough start. And Oxford now, big questions arise if their quarterback can't play.
What does that look like
for them next week when they play Bishop Shanahan? Should also be a close or relatively tough game, even healthy, but we'll keep an eye on that. Lots of implications in the 5A playoffs hinging on the health of Oxford's quarterback, honestly. Okay, closer to home now in the Central League. Garnet Valley, slow start. It was scoreless after the first quarter with Conestoga, but Garnet on top at halftime now, 21-0.
That sounds more like it, indeed.
Garnet Valley finishing up with Conestoga, and then Upper Darby next week. Now, Upper Darby, still a chance to share the Central League title if they win tonight and then beat Garnet next week. Ridley has something to say about it. It's 10-0 Ridley at halftime.
Really?
And, again, Upper Darby has given up some yardage on the ground, which doesn't entirely surprise me. Strathaven, we moved the ball and scored a bunch on Upper Darby.
Absolutely.
But
Ridley's
defense has held up well so far, shutting out Upper Darby through the first half and keeping their offense in check. In a not-so-close score, Radnor 49, Pencrest nothing.
Not a surprise, but at half.
So we'll update you with the final score there. Not much more to talk about in Radnor. They are clearly bouncing back after last week's tough one with Garnet Valley. Much bigger game and closer and expected to be a good one, and it is thus far, but Haverford's still rolling. 13-0, they lead Springfield. So Springfield at 6-2, Haverford at 7-1, but Haverford on top, 13-0, and nearly scored on the final play of this first half as well. So that one could be worse.
Haverford was very impressive last week.
Yep. Innerborough playing Chester right now. We do not have an update. I'm hoping for an update momentarily. But Innerborough has a chance to finish 5-5. If they take care of Chester tonight and Glen Mills, my guess is they are going to be neck and neck with Strathaven. If both finish 5-5, they could be finished tied. If it's an exact tie, head-to-head is the first tiebreaker. So that week one game would decide it. But I think that one's going to come down to bonus points if they both finish 5-5. Penwood has reached halftime. They're up 28-0 and looking to lock down the one seed, but we'll keep it in mind. Let's see here. A couple other score updates. There it is. Okay, Academy Park 20, Glen Mills 12. So Battling Bulls are indeed battling. So we'll see. That could be a surprise. And Academy Park, again, right now, they win tonight. They'll do no worse than a four seed. They'll be the one or the four, depending on next week. If it doesn't go their way, if Glen Mills can turn the tables here, that could really upset things and drop Academy Park significantly depending on next week's results. So lots to think about there. But for the Panthers, just taking care of business tonight. 27-6 is your halftime score. Now you have to just make sure your defense tackles, doesn't give up any big plays, and then keep the offense going. I know you, the three of you were chatting at halftime, Mike. I was impressed with the way the Panthers have used the edges. I mean, they've clearly pinched in on Zach Hussein. He still has 61 yards in the first half on 12 carries. 5 yards a pop, that's great. But they've done a decent job containing 35. But when the two wingbacks are averaging, well, P.O.'s at 12 yards a carry, 4 carries for 48 yards. Belleville, over 12 yards a carry, 9 carries, 116 and a touchdown. Fisher's first touchdown run was a bootleg off the edge,
right.
And then he added two more later. The Panthers really have done a nice job mixing it up.
No, no doubt about it. And you know, we were looking at the stats, and basically the yards per carry is more than twice for the Panthers than it is for Marple, which means they're containing them. The problem is that we've got Marshall's going to – or Weathers, I'm sorry, is going to be – you know, if Marple's going to take a number out of a playbook from previous games, give it to Weathers and just let him pound it across. Now, the problem is with 27-6 as a score, you can give it to Weathers all the time. You may score two more times, but that's about all you're going to get out of it unless Haven just keeps giving you the ball back. So you're going to have to go to the air, and I think you're going to see some passing. And that's hurt the Panthers, although they've picked off a nice play, and I suspect as the panic sets in for Marple Newtown as they try to catch up on points, that may get even a little more sloppy, and there may be even some more turnovers there. So, yeah, I think a key is going to be right here. If Haven can get the ball back from Marple Newtown without any scores being involved, then I think Haven's going to be able to pretty much coast it in for this one. If Marple scores, I think it could be anything going on.
All right. Well, Panther defense will be tested after Emmett Young kicks it away. He has it on the tee, halfway between the hash marks and standing deep to return. Kevin Marone and Marlon Weathers. This is going to be a high end over kick, come down to Weathers, who runs to his right, juggles the football, picks it up on the 10-yard line, coming up the right hash now, cuts to his left, trying to get the corner, and he is going to be stopped by Cole Peichel, and, well, so I should say slowed before he finally got help from John Wilson and Jairus Adams. Good job by Weathers. Boy, first contact just never brings that young man down. He is a strong, strong runner. But Panthers do a good job in coverage there, and a long field in front of Marple Newtown. They start first and 10, moving right to left in this third quarter at their own 16-yard line. 27-6 is your score. Panther defense checks Luke Healy out. Burke and Krause, you're down tackles. Pistol look, three wide receivers to the right. They give it to Weathers, who juggles a football. He picks it up on the bounce. And nice job, fortunate bounce. Runs right into the arms of Corey Harris. Oh, that could have been disaster for Marple. Belleville and Harris on the stop. We'll call it a loss of one on the play. So Weathers, 10 carries now, 34 yards. Panthers have done a good job keeping him in check thus far. Number 11, Tyler Lynch, checks into the game. And Seth Moyer checks out for the Tigers. Second down and 11 from their own 15. Joslin in the gun. Send slot to either side, split to either side, and now we've got another illegal procedure here. That linesman on the far side, my goodness, he's been very, very busy. And you're going to get a dead ball, illegal procedure again against Marple Newtown. And, you know, I was looking at this before the game tonight, Mike. Marple Newtown coming into tonight, the number of penalties they've had is, more than twice that what Strathaven's had for the season. So, again, a lot of it might be formation-type stuff with a young team, but it's hurt them tonight. And here's Joslin on the keeper. Lots of room straight up the middle. Joslin across the 25, out across the 30-yard line for a first down. Well, that's one way to make up ground on second and 15. Goodness gracious.
Boy, that was really – I mean, you wonder what the defensive call was for that. That should never happen, although looking for a quarterback run is not exactly something you would look for in a – play like that.
Nice fake to Weathers there, and Joslin goes for 15 yards out to the 30-yard line. A little breathing room here for the Tigers. They send Colin Ferry split to the right, split to the left, and two more to the left as well now. Trips left, Weathers in the backfield, hard count from Joslin. He's back. He looks to the left, fires to this near side, complete to Marone. He runs into the arms of Jake Fisher at the 36, maybe 37-yard line. Gain of 7. Marone's second catch of the evening. His first one went for 38 yards and set up the first touchdown, or the only touchdown of the game for the Tigers. Brings up second down and about three. Chase Davis checks into the game at corner. Three wide receivers to the left again. Joslin back, looking at that left again. Fires in, getting his hands in the air and swatting it away is Corey Harris. Nice job there. Healy and Harris with some pressure. Ball swatted down at the line. They looked to go right back to it. We've seen that a couple times from Marple Newtown. We'll make you stop us before we change our plan. Had the fullback dive going out of a power eye earlier. Here, just a quick hitch from the slot man. This one batted down by Harris and turns into third and three. From their 37, two wide receivers, now three wide receivers to the right. H-back to the right as well. Weathers on the left hip of Joslin, who takes a high snap. They run off that right side and shedding an arm tackle and getting a first down and more. Out to the 45-yard line is Marlon Weathers for a gain of eight and a Tiger first down. John Wilson on the stop. Belleville had his fingers on the shirt tail, but that's not enough to slow down Weathers at 185 pounds and running hard. Checking out of the game momentarily is Blake Tournier, the H-back, who's hobbled a bit. So hopefully he's all right.
Yeah,
into the game at split end is Tyler Lynch. Three to the right, one to the left, back to pass Joslin. Belleville on the pressure, steps up, fires over the middle. Intercepted again, John Wilson with his second pick. Up the left sideline, midfield, 45, and run out of bounds. But John Wilson, two interceptions on the night. And the Panthers with a three-score lead and the football now at the 40-yard line of Marple Newtown. Wow. Two interceptions. I was just saying, boy, it's been a while since the Panthers have forced an interception. They've done a good job forcing fumbles this year, but John Wilson's second pick of the year, that's going to lead the team. Second pick of the night will lead the team now in his first start at inside linebacker. Mm-hmm. Go lay over the football. Two tight end set. Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. Pio and Hussein in the backfield, eight-man front. It's Hussein off the left side. Lots of room off that left side. He'll barrel his way to the 35-yard line. Gain of eight on first down. So two turnovers tonight for Marple Newtown have been very costly.
Well, and that was something we had talked about earlier, that if they feel the need to pass it, you know, that's going to leave them open to interceptions. And I don't know who he was throwing to initially, but there were lots of bodies and lots of white shirts in the area that he was throwing the ball.
Under center is Fisher on second and two. Two tight end set again. They give it to Belleville off the left side. He had over 100 yards in the first half, and he's going to be, I think, just a little shy of a first down here. We'll see. He's close. He needed two. I don't know that he got it. Well, they do. They'll give him three. All right, give Belleville 3 yards. 10 carries, 119 yards, a career high for the senior. And still 8:35 and counting to play here in the third quarter. 27-6, Strathaven on top. Clock ticks. Panthers wander to the line of scrimmage. On first and 10, give off the right side is Hussein. Straight ahead, barreling through tacklers. Still on his feet. He's going to truck a man and go 32 yards for the score. Zach Hussein says enough's enough. He wants his turn in the end zone, and the Panthers may have just put this one away.
Wow, that was quite a run, and exactly what you want from that situation.
Just would not be denied. Four orange jerseys in front of him, and he just ran right through them. Zach Hussein, 101 yards rushing now on 14 carries, his first visit to the end zone. And the Panthers just asserting some dominance here. Extra point pending. Ball spotted, kick is away. Plenty of leg for Emmett Young. He got all of that one. It's good, and it's 34-6. Marple Newtown will try it again when we come back, but boy, are the Panthers rolling just when they need it the most. Playoff berth on the line, and the Panthers looking just fine here on HavenFootball.net.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, HavenFootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football, or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Wow. This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
8:18 to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven in control, 34-6. Zach Hussein's 32-yard touchdown run after John Wilson set them up with his second interception of the night. This has been a total team effort tonight, Mike.
Yeah, you know, this is what I think Haven needed to say, let's get ready for the playoffs. Let's see what we can do. I still have concerns about their defense, but they're doing what they need to do tonight.
High end over end kick from Young. He's going to take a high hop and field it at the 10-yard line by Weathers. Up the right sideline, he's going to cut back to his left. Panthers better wrap up, and they finally do out at the 27-yard line. Again, it's just not it's not going to be one man that brings down Marlon Weathers. He's a tough, tough, strong runner, and 8:08 to play here in the third quarter. Still a lot of time left. Marple Newtown with room to grow here. But, boy, the Panthers, if they can get the Tigers into a throwing situation and just sort of pin their ears back and go get the quarterback, that's a very different kind of a feel for the D.
That's what they're in. Marple Newtown can't hand it to Weathers for the rest of the night and just let him run with it. They don't have time anymore.
Yeah,
unless they just want to give him exercise for the evening.
Zane Mazur and Jais Davis in the defensive backfield. Ebo Pio at free safety. They go three wide receivers to the left, does Marple. Shotgun for Joslin. They give it to Weathers off the left side. He's got some running room. Blockers in front. Bounces out to the left side. 40, 35, 45, 50-yard line for Marlon Weathers. Well, they're not done yet. 22 yards later, Marlon has him out near midfield. He went over 200 yards against Strathaven last year. The year before that, he ran wild on this field, had an 92-yard touchdown run right in front of us on this near sideline. He's in the backfield again. They toss it to him, looking for room off that right side. Weathers, ooh, head of steam across midfield into Strathaven territory. He is belted by John Wilson, just shy of the 40. Well, they're going to give. They might give him the first down if they put it on the 40. All right, they will, and they're going to move the chains. 10 more yards for Weathers, and toss play got him ahead of steam there, and they break the huddle very, very quickly. Referees aren't ready. Yep, okay, they're going to move the chains. Clock is stopped. Okay. All right, here we go. Three receivers to the right. Weathers in the pistol. Joslin takes a snap, gives it to Weathers, looking for room off this left side to the strong side of the field. He steps away from Prochniak, but nope, Prochniak hangs on. Fisher in to clean up. But still, 5-6 yards later, Weathers has things going. 14 carries, 80 yards for the senior. And Strathaven bending a bit. Mike, I think you spoke this into existence. You're just saying how concerned you were about the Panther defense. They'd given up 6 points, and now suddenly
bending a bit. I want to see him make some stops here.
All right, here we go. Snap, it looked like a penalty, but nope, this is Joslin on the keeper. He's going to push his way down inside the 30 to the Strathaven 27, maybe. See where they spot this. Put it down at the 26, 7 yards for Brian Joslin, just a sophomore. But first and 10 now, as it looked like the center was the only one ready for to play there. He snapped the ball, and nobody else really moved. Joslin kept it. 7 yards later, it's first and 10 at the Strathaven 27. They toss play to the near side. This is Weathers, who's going to have got some room and some blockers. 20, 15, steps through Jais Davis, and then Davis gets some help, rides him out of bounds, but not before he's inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. 23 for Weathers. He's over 100 now on the day on 15 carries. Panthers kept him in the barn for the first half, just 35 yards on 9 carries, but he is tearing it up now.
Yeah, and that was, you know, some wide open blocking, a lot of missed tackles. I mean, just
Arion Ford checks in for Mazur. Trips right. Hard count, Panthers jump. All right, third time tonight, the hard count has gotten the defensive line jumping.
And he was right over the ball.
Yep.
As a coach, former coach, that drives me nuts.
First and goal to go now from the 2. They'll go half the distance. Joslin, and they go with a bigger lineup here. Joslin, we'll see if they go under center, or it will be Joslin under center. Power eye, two fullbacks just offset to the right. Joslin with dotting the eye. Panthers jump again. They're going to move it now to the 1. Okay. Another hard count. Four false start, or offside penalties.
And the other thing this does is it forces those linemen to really hesitate for a split second when the ball snapped, and right. they're going to get a quarterback sneak in this thing with no problem, I think.
First and goal from the one. Joslin under center. Give it to Weathers. He's going to try to go over the pile, and the Panthers say no. Corey Harris grabs him from the back, but a good job up front by Krause and others to hold the line. No gain on that effort. Excellent job by the Panthers standing up that line. They go no huddle, snap it again. Trying to go over the top again. Weathers is in this time. His first visit to the end zone tonight comes at the 6:16 mark of the third quarter, and Marlon Weathers has cut into the Panther lead. 34-12, extra point pending. Well, Marple found some offense here, and it's not through the air, right?
Right, well, they tried that. It wouldn't work out so well for them. But, yeah, they're taking it from the playbook of all the other games we've played to just run it down our throats and drive it in the end zone.
So?
Are they going to go
for
two?
It looks like, yeah. The Tigers will keep the offense on the field. They will move to the left hash and go for two. Charlie Box checks into the game, the freshman. Terrific wrestler as well. Watched him for years on the mat. Box slot to the right. Three wide receivers to the right. They go empty backfield here. Joslin sends Weathers in motion left to right as well. Back looks, fires to the outside. It is incomplete. Fisher chasing him across, and Weathers could not handle the throw that was about knee high as he backpedaled. But 6:16 to play here in the third, and Marple Newtown is on the board. Here in the second half, 34-12, Panthers with a big lead and about to get the football back when we come back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Marple Newtown with a nice response to the Strathaven touchdown. 6:16 to play here in the third quarter, but Marple Newtown's Marlon Weathers tops the 100-yard mark, takes it in from the one, and it's 34-12. Squib kick coming to Strathaven. This will be Arion Ford, who picks it up on a hop at the 21-yard line, who steps away from one man, shake and bake. And Arion Ford, speed to the left side, 40, 45, 50. Arion down the far sideline. He's going to cut his way and step out of bounds at the 32-yard line before they bang him out of bounds. Great job, Arion Ford, to get the Panthers set up with another short field here. So defense and special teams have given the offense really good field position for their two possessions tonight in this second half. Terrific return there.
Boy, Ford. Ed Roy takes the wind out of Marple Newtown. They just came back and scored, and now they got to fend off the Haven again.
48 yards on the return for Ford, who had an 87-yarder for a score against Upper Darby. First and 10 for the Panthers. From the 32, it's Hussein. Off the left side, he'll get a couple, and then flag comes in late. This could be in the neighborhood of holding.
Could be face mask, too.
Or face mask. Let's check it out.
Who ran that?
Hussein for two. All right. Cheltenham has cut into Upper Moreland's lead, 14-12.
You were right.
Now. Holding Strathaven. All right. So Hussein's gain of two will be negated here, and they'll march it backwards. And Panthers looking at first and long, 5:55 to play here before, or in the third quarter. They'll put it down at the Marple Newtown 40-yard line. So Cheltenham has scored coming out of halftime. Upper Moreland 14, Cheltenham 12. We'll keep you posted on any other score changes. CB East 24, William Tennant 7. 17-14, Ridley has cut into Ridley's lead. All right, here we go. Now we got another flag pre-snap. What is this?
Illegal procedure.
Strathaven
suddenly
finding a way to goof this up here. All right, so you've had three offside penalties, a holding penalty, and now a false start in the last, what, seven snaps?
You know, is it a fatigue factor? Are we getting back into everybody's exhausted, nobody can do anything?
Five of the last seven snaps, the laundry, yellow laundry on the field, and now the Panthers first and forever at the Marple 45. So first down and call it 23. And the terrific field position after the Arion Ford kick return is all but wiped out here.
Yeah, 17 yards back.
Eight in the box for Marple Newtown. First and 10, they go to Hussein, who's going to get maybe a yard. Katrakatsi coming in quickly. Oh, I'm sorry, number 12 instead. That's Ryan Simpson. Simpson shooting in from the linebacker spot. Hussein for just a yard. He's at 102 on 15 carries. Panthers now with second down and 22. They've put it in the air twice tonight. Fisher, 1 for 2 throwing it, 4 yards to Arion Ford, and then an incompletion in that scoring drive just before halftime, where he was shooting for Belleville in the end zone. See what they do here. 4:40 and counting to play in the third. On second and 22, it is a sweep to the left side. Belleville with a little bit of running room off that edge. He's going to be banged out of bounds. That'll stop the clock on the far sideline as he's knocked out at the 38-yard line. So gain of 6 more for Belleville. He's at 125. It's been a while since the Panthers have had 200-yard rushers in a game, but they've got it so far tonight. 4:30 to play here in the third, and now third down and about 16. Be interesting to see what the Panthers call here. It wouldn't shock me to see them just say, hey, let's go get 8 or 10 of these.
Oh, and then absolutely.
Fourth and 5, fourth and 6. You don't need it all in one play necessarily.
Right. And plus, and if you just keep driving, you're eating up clock, you turn it over without anything.
That's right. Arion Ford, split end to the right. Wing to the right is Belleville. Motion man is Ibo Pia. They play fake to Hussein. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking. He fires a wheel route. Belleville's out there. Who's got it? Inside the 10 and tripped up at the 6-yard line.
Wow, that was a pretty pass.
Gorgeous throw indeed. 32 yards to Ethan Belleville down the near sideline. And the Panthers set up first and goal to go. The wheel route. Strikes.
It was about time they completed some of those. I mean, he's throwing some great passes in the last few weeks. Nobody could catch him.
Well, that's a good one right there.
Yep.
And now four cracks at it from the 6-yard line. Clock ticking. And that's a play Marple Newtown needed to have on defense. You get a stop there and force a punt or something like that.
Right.
You suddenly and march down the field again, but now Panthers looking to go back up by 4 scores. Give it to Belleville off the left side, head of steam, dives, and he's going to be just shy of the goal line. Put him down at about a yard and a half short, so gain of 4 more for Belleville. Career night for Ethan here. 129 on the ground, 32 on that last catch. CB South has cut into North Penn's lead, 21-10 now.
Okay.
Here, 34-12. Strathaven on top, and now second and goal from the 2. Clock ticks. 3:20 and counting to play here in the third. Fisher under center. Two tight ends in front of him, wing T behind him. It's Hussein off the right side and into the end zone for the second time this quarter. And Zach Hussein throws another dagger. 40-12, extra point pending. Hussein in from the 2, but the big play, the 3rd and 16 wheel route to Ethan Belleville.
That was pretty. That was the proverbial nail in the coffin, potentially.
Fisher will hold Emmett Young on for the extra point for the 6th time tonight. Ball spotted, kick is away, and it is blocked again. Nice job there by Young,
hurt.
And now Emmett Young slow to get up as there was a collision. Now, with a block, you're allowed, but yeah, the kick is going to be, was blocked by Kevin Marone, and Marone is down, so that, I don't know if maybe the wind knocked out of him or what, but that ball hit him right in the chest as he dove across. A terrific block by Marone, and now we hold our breath to hope that he's okay. So, we're going to take a timeout, be back in about 60 seconds.
Okay, hold on.
Injury timeout, and after the scoring play here. Hopefully all is well with Marone after the blocked extra point, but the Panthers continue to respond to everything that Marple's throwing at them. 3:14 to play here in the third quarter. 40-12. Strathaven on top.
wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, a couple big plays from the Panthers on that drive. A 48-yard kick return from Arian Ford started. A couple of penalties backed them up for a bit, but then a 32-yard strike from Jake Fisher to Ethan Belleville sets up Zach Hussein's second touchdown of the night. It comes at the 3:14 mark of this third quarter, and it's Strathaven 40, Marple Newtown 12.
And we should say the Maroon got off under his own power and walked off the field, walked off to the bench. So he should be fine. Maybe just the wind knocked out of him. We have no idea, but hopefully he'll be okay. That was a heck of a block, second of the night.
Panthers need to get that shored up in the next couple of weeks,
because everybody's going to see it on film, and they'll come charging at him if they got somebody with speed. Here we go.
3:14 to play here in the third, and Emmett Young to kick it away. High, short, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at the 16-yard line, and up the right hash mark is fielded by Charlie Box, and he's going to be spun out or down out across the 30-yard line. I think that was Box, right?
I couldn't 21. Tell.
All right.
Yep, 21.
So, Charlie Box, just the freshman, but seeing some varsity action this year. And has Marple Newtown in pretty good shape here, first and 10. At the 33-yard line. 40-12, still 3:03 to play here in the third quarter. Neshaminy 9, Council Rock South nothing. Pottstown on top of is on top 20-14. All right, let's get to the play here, because my guess is it's no huddle the rest of the way here for Marple. Three wide receivers to the left, and they run it to the left side to Weathers. Weathers is going to be grabbed from behind by Sam Burke and helped out by John Prochniak at the 36-yard line. Gain of maybe 3. Brings up second down and 7. So we'll keep talking as fast as they can line up and snap it. But they Marple does huddle this time as the clock ticks 2:43 and counting to play here in the third. Ridley 19, Upper Darby 14. Still 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ridley just scores a safety. Two wide receivers to the right, wing to the right, and they toss student body right, and it's Marlon Weathers looking for blocks and some running room off that right edge. Cuts back, picks up a couple. Let's see where they spot it on that far sideline when they unpile. Let's see. It's going to be third down and about 2 at the 41. Gain of 5 more for Weathers. He's up to 19 carries now. And that's that was kind of the recipe that we were talking to the Strathaven coaches beforehand. Said it wouldn't shock me to see Weathers with 30 carries before the night's over. And they were thinking the same for Zach Hussein. High snap again, but it's Weathers is going to got some running room into the secondary. He goes, and the midfield stripe is where he lands. They'll put it down, actually, at the Strathaven 49. 10 yards later, it's another Marple Newtown first down. Gang tackled by a host of Panthers, but nice push there from the offensive line. Panthers again bending, hoping not to break again. 1:35 to go here in the third. It's Weathers one more time off the right side. He's going to cut back to his left. Ball on the ground, and John Wilson's on top of it. Wilson has his third turnover of the night. Weathers was stripped at the 45, and the Panthers have the football at their own 43-yard line. Wilson, two interceptions and now a fumble recovery. Well, he's been very good at inside linebacker, to say the least, tonight.
That was, well, you're looking for a turnover. I was surprised to see it happen that way, however.
Weathers, he's had several carries in a row, okay? I mean, he had 9 carries in the first half. He's up to 21 already, still with time left in the third quarter. So the Panthers first and 10 at the 43-yard line. Fisher gives Hussein running room, sheds one tackle across midfield, and he's still on his feet. He will not be denied carrying tacklers into Marple territory at the 44-yard line. He just wants it more than other players right now.
Well,
I think.
I think there's a fatigue factor on the part of Tigers as well.
And I think there's something worse going on here. You've got a a Marple Newtown player who's being kicked off the field. I don't know if this is an ejection or what the call is, but the referees are talking it over. Something post-play behind the play. But
who is it?
They're going to be at the 44-yard line, 13 yards. Dead ball foul, personal foul.
It's 17, Thomas McGee.
All right.
And he's ejected. You're right.
Yep. There's an ejection here. Was it 17? Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Thomas McKee has been thrown out of the game, unfortunately. And now the Panthers, 15 more yards on the end of the 13-yard run from Hussein.
Puts him down to 29. Boy, you got to watch your temper, guys. This isn't going to help. I mean, this game wasn't going to be winnable anyway, but still, you don't get that done.
All right. Panthers will take the first and 10 at the 29-yard line. Officials are jotting things in the book. Quakertown 29, Hatboro-Horsham 3 at the moment. So the Hatters not able to sustain a big win last week over Cheltenham, but unless they turn it around late.
Oh, was it 17 or was it 12?
No, all right, here we go. Give is to Belleville off the left side on first and 10. He dances to his right, back to his left, and is tripped up at the 25-yard line. Robbie Riley, the inside linebacker, on the stop. But Belleville takes four more on first down, and Panthers continue to roll. Belleville, 132 yards on 13 carries. Hussein, 17 carries for 117. Pio averaging 12 yards a pop himself. Prochniak in as a wing to the left. Fisher gives Hussein off left tackle. He's still in business and down inside the 15-yard line to the 14. That's 11 more for Hussein and another first down.
Yeah, they're just
Zach Hussein was fired up before this game. We were talking beforehand down on the field, and he was ready to go. And it's showing up now here in the second half. This is his kind of ball game. You're playing with a lead and just time to feed the fullback here. 25 seconds, 24 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Panthers line up first and 10 at their own Marple's 14-yard line. Give us Hussein one more time off the left tackle. He's got room again. He's going to carry people down inside, call it the 6-yard line. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, and the Panthers will switch ends of the field with a 40-12 lead as we start the fourth quarter. Down to the 6 it goes. Second and 2 is where we'll continue. But boy, oh boy, has it been a nice night here for the Strathaven Panthers. We'll be back for the final 12 minutes of regulation in just a moment. Glad you're joining us live on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Start of the fourth quarter here. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play from Primo Hoagie Stadium at Marple Newtown. Joined by Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and all sorts of other wisdom that we hear tonight and throughout the week on havenfootball.net.
Not to mention the sole producer of Play of the Game.
Indeed.
Or as we say, Play of the Game.
And fantastic. Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman helping with the stats and spotting. It's been a big, big help tonight. Panthers, second and 2 from the 6-yard line to start the fourth. They turn. They give to Hussein off the right side this time. Big hole and into the end zone for the third time tonight. Zach Hussein pounds it in from the 6, 11:54 to play here in the fourth. And now the Panthers on top, 46-12. The extra point would turn this into a running clock. So Emmett Young's had two of them blocked tonight. See if the Panthers can shorten this game. Fisher to hold, Belleville to snap it. Snap, spot, kick is away, it is good. Emmett Young pounds it through, 11:54 to play here before the end of regulation. We're going to take a short timeout, be back for running clock action. Panthers up big, 47-12, early fourth quarter here. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Primo Hoagie Stadium. Strathaven 47, Marple Newtown 12, and now the clock will tick. Except for scoring plays, timeouts,
injuries.
And scoring, injuries. We've got a running clock the rest of the way. And Zach Hussein's third touchdown of this half. He's up to 142 yards rushing now, but he's extended it further. So, end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded on a hop. This is Charlie Box up this near side. Up the right hash mark. Sheds one tackle, two tackles. Across the 40, 45, up the near sideline into Strathaven territory. And Box gets things going for the Tigers. Their best field position of the night to start a possession at the Strathaven 45-yard line. Nice work there by the freshman.
Well, what?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, where do they? You said 45. I don't know what day they're there. Yeah. That's what it is, 45. Okay. That was quite a run, though.
Oh, yeah. All right. So the Panther defense still on the field. We'll see. And it looks like some substitutions now. Into the game at quarterback, Joe Paoletti, Anthony's younger brother. Anthony down at University of Delaware now. All right, here we go. Paoletti into the game at quarterback. Receiver split to either side, wing to either side. It's Weathers in the backfield. Paoletti back to pass, looking. He wants it all. Deep down this near sideline. Good coverage by Majorberg, ripping it away. And tackle, carrying a man into the end zone is number 80, Colin Ferry. For the moment, we've got a 45-yard touchdown pass. Flag pending. So Major and Ferry both went up for the ball. We're hand fighting. I don't think they're going to call offensive interference, but I can't be sure. We'll see. All right.
The touchdowns.
Paoletti comes in cold off the bench and throws a 45-yard bomb
to a covered receiver.
All right. So it's going to be a touchdown for Marple Newtown. Like you said, Mike, it's pretty good coverage by Major, but Colin Ferry at 6'4", 185 pounds, wins the jump ball. And then carries a man into the end zone. So Ferry's second catch of the night. First one went for just 2 yards. This one from 45 yards out.
And they're going to count the penalty against the kickoff?
I guess they can accept the penalty on the kickoff. So 47-18. And the Tigers will go for two. Well, Paoletti, we've called that name quite a bit over the last 3 years.
Yes, we have.
There's another one coming, clearly. All right, Paoletti to Ferry, and now Paoletti in the gun as they go for two. He's back. He's rolling to his right, looking, looking, looking. Has time, has a man in the end zone. It is leaping, catching it, but out of bounds is Tyler Lynch. Tried to drag that left foot, could not haul it in. So 47-18 is where we stand. So much for the running clock. Scoring play comes after just a one-play drive.
Well, nice kick. Clock still runs, though. They can't take it back, do they?
No. But the clock will stop. Moment, so they ran the kickoff and then one play, and that was it. So from 45 yards out, clock is at 10:45 at the moment, and Marple Newtown still with some fight in them clearly, and that's a good sign, Mike.
Yeah. I think taking out the quarterback is a good idea. You got to stay healthy as you can for your playoffs. And Marple Newtown probably will still qualify because they'll probably win next week and they'll be in the playoffs. So don't get anybody hurt as much as you can anyway, as much as you can prevent it. So play for another day. This game is lost, but score as much as you can and get your guys out there and play for pride and everything else. Try to minimize the amount of the score, the difference in the score, and do what you need to do. But they're marking it off. So the kick's actually going to be from the Haven 45.
So Strathaven 47, Marple Newtown 18 is your score. And strange to kind of see Marple Newtown without an extra point conversion tonight. Kind of unusual. They've had a fantastic kicking game and punting game for years, and just hasn't come into effect tonight. They go onside kick. It's off the hand of Prochniak, but nice job by John Wilson to grab it and fall to the turf, giving Strathaven the football at the 28-yard line. So 10:35 and counting to play here in the fourth. Panthers still up 47-18. So the clock will start and continue to roll. Incompletions will not stop it. Not that the Panthers will likely put the ball in the air again, but Jack Henry checks out of the game. Into the game at left tackle is Sam Burke. So Burke lines up at tackle. Tagliaterra into the game at left guard next to him. All right, on the sweep, this is Ebo Pio looking for running room off that right side. Has room and a blocker. He's going to be at the 45 out to the 47-yard line. Ebo Pio rips off a bundle.
That was a nice
19
run.
More yards for the junior. Good to get him involved. That's his first carry of this second half. It's been Hussein and Belleville doing most of the work, and Pio's had a bit of a breather for much of this second half on the offensive side of the ball, but he has 67 yards on just five carries after being held well in check by Haverford last week. Clock ticks, 9:29 and counting to play here in the fourth. Strathaven first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. Fisher gives to Pio one more time, cuts it back, turns up the middle, and takes it into Marple territory, and then a flag comes in very late. Let's see. So call it a gain of four at the moment.
Was that Ebo Pio again?
Yeah, Pio okay. Again, and now they're going to kick the flag up to the midfield stripe. This may be in the neighborhood of holding again. So the clock does stop for another Strathaven penalty. That'll be something they work on this week, I would think. I know you're going to get a face mask.
Ooh.
Okay, so five-yard variety on to the end of the run. So Pio to the 49, five-yard penalty. Takes it to the 44, and it brings up first down, and just two. So, give Pio a couple more. 70 yards on six carries. He's a wing to the left, and they give it to Hussein. Straight up the middle and into the secondary he goes. First down and more off the right side. 25-20, foot race now, and Zach Hussein will go 44 more yards.
Jeez.
And the Panthers just running wild in this second half.
Running wild is correct.
Strathaven's been on the wrong end of this for several weeks now, where the third and fourth quarter, it's been their defense on its heels, and they are finally returning the favor. And now 53-18, and the Panthers looking to finally get a win against Marple Newtown. It's been since 2012, believe it or not. Emmett Young on for the extra point. And Zach Hussein with 186 yards rushing. He had just 61 at halftime. Extra point up and good from Emmett Young. 8:52 to play here in the fourth. Marple Newtown will get another crack at it when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler, for sending it back. Strathaven will kick it away, leading by 54-18. 54 points, a season high this year. Zach Hussein's 4 touchdowns, a season high for him tonight, or this year, rather. He's now up to 18 scores on the season. Here, Emmett Young. End-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Charlie Box at the 14-yard line. Looking for room up this near sideline, up the right hash, and now bounces to the outside, 35-40, out to the 45-yard line. So I am impressed, I will say. The blocking from Marple Newtown on their kick returns have been very good. The Panthers, in many, many games this year, are meeting people down near the 25, 30-yard line, but I will say, they've gotten, Marple's had some good returns tonight. Charlie Box in particular in these last two. Now, he's a little slow getting up, trying to catch his breath here. But Paoletti back into the game for Marple Newtown. First and 10 for the Tigers at their own 44-yard line. Seth Moyer checks in at split end. We'll try to keep you posted on other scores as well. And now, two wide receivers to either side. Slot left now is Marlon Weathers. Motion man, and they fake the handoff. This is Paoletti. He's going to have to keep it. He's going to be banged down after a short gain here. Panther defense swarming at about the 47-yard line. Or call it the 48.
So for Paoletti, a broken play, it wasn't bad.
Yep. I think he wanted at least the option to hand it off to the motion man, Christian Williams. But Paoletti keeps it himself for a gain of about 4. Second down and 6. Clock ticks. Let's see. Ridley with the football and a 26-14 lead on top of Upper Darby.
Really?
Garnet Valley may be clinching the Central League tonight. Give is to Marlon Weathers off the left side, and he dances his way into the Strathaven secondary and tripped up at the 44-yard line.
Another option problem for Panthers.
8 more yards for Weathers. Evan Blake in on the stop for the Panthers. Great to have Evan back.
Yep.
After being out for the last 4 weeks. But he's been in there doing the job at outside linebacker, or kind of like a strong safety spot. A
lot of plays tonight. I'm up to 155 on the spreadsheet, which means we get a lot of plays.
Clock ticks, 6:40 and counting to play here in the fourth. Strathaven still on top, 54-18. Running clock, 3 wide receivers to the right, 2 to the left. They fake inside. Paoletti back, firing over the middle. It is caught, going high to get it. It's Williams, and now he fumbles the football. Scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. John Prochniak at the 34-yard line. Completion to Christian Williams for about 7 yards, but coughed it up. I did not see who made the initial hit for the Panthers. But that is the 4th turnover of the game for Marple Newtown, and that has just been a killer all night. So, timeout Strathaven. My guess is we're going to look at some mass substitutions. We'll keep it right here, try to keep you posted on some other scores. West Catholic on top of Newman Goretti, 21-18. Like we said a minute ago, Ridley leading Upper Darby, 26-14. If Upper Darby loses tonight, that would put them out of the running for the Central title and, in fact, would give it to Garnet Valley next week. Well, Garnet will at least clinch a share of it tonight with a win. If Upper Darby were to bounce back and beat Garnet Valley next week, it would give Garnet Valley one loss and Haverford one league loss, and they would share the Central League title. But for now, it looks like it's Garnet Valley unless Ridley completely collapses. All right, Haverford has 4 interceptions of Springfield tonight, and they lead it. Looking for a score update there. Ruston 28, Sun Valley nothing. Archbishop Wood has extended their lead on LaSalle to 28-0. Jack Ryder into the game at quarterback. P.O. in the backfield. Along with, this is Prochniak, the fullback now, and Prochniak across the 35 out to the 37. So Prochniak picks up about 5 on the fullback carry. So Jack Ryder, just a sophomore, has been handling the JV quarterback duties quite well for the year. And the JV teams, what are they, 6-2?
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they've been terrific considering they've usually suiting up 15 players or less. 2nd and 6, call it, from the 38-yard line. Ryder under center. 2 tight ends in front of him. Give is coming through. I think that's Jarris. Is that, no, that's Cole Peichel. Pikel to the 40 for a gain of 2.
Which is 5.
Yep. In on the stop is Ryan Simpson for Marple Newtown. Clock ticks on third down and about 4. So mass substitutions now for the Tigers as well. Justin Smith in the game at linebacker. Daniel D'Onofrio in at defensive back. Jack Ryder under center. On third down and 4, wing T behind him, 2 tight ends in front of him. This is Jarris Adams with some running room off the right side, cuts back to his left, and Jarris will be near first down yardage, I think, maybe just a yard shy. We'll see. It's going to be 4th and 1. Give Jarris Adams a gain of 3, running from the halfback spot there. 4th and about a yard, and the Panthers will keep the offense on the field and go for it here to give the JV offense some snaps.
No doubt, why not? No damage can be done.
Golay still in there at center. Burke has kicked out to the left tackle spot. Dowdy as well. Now tight end to the left is John Wilson. Wing to the left is Jarris Adams. On 4th and less than a yard, the turn, the give to Pikel off the right tackle. He's got a first down. Didn't get much, but didn't need much. Give him maybe, maybe 4 when they unpile. And a fresh set of downs for the Panthers as the clock ticks. 4:09 and counting to play here in regulation, and the Panthers will move to 4-5. They host Harriton next week. Harriton, yep, with just 1 win. They take on Lower Merion tomorrow.
For the final game of the season next week.
Of the regular season.
Yeah.
Cheltenham has gone on top of Upper Moreland 19-14. All right. We'll come back to that in a moment here. 1st down and 10. Give off this near sideline, and exploding into the secondary is Luke Healy. Healy in at halfback. He's got 11 yards, but I think you're going to end up with a holding penalty when it's all said and done. The flag down on the Panthers back at their 45-yard line near the original line of scrimmage. So Healy caught me off guard there for a minute, seeing him in the halfback spot. But, again, not a ton of depth here for the Panthers, so
yep,
there's only so many substitutions you can make. But timeout Marple Newtown, their second, and we'll keep it right here and talk about what that looks like for next week. So Harriton plays Lower Merion tomorrow and then comes to George L. King Field next week. If the Panthers take care of business next week, they would finish 5-5, like we projected before the game. Probably something like a 9 or a 10 seed is possible in the playoff picture. That would mean a road game, of course,
yep,
for week one of the playoffs, but
a much more competitive team to play.
Yeah, but certainly Panthers as an 11 seed took care of business on the road last year. It wouldn't be foreign to them to go out and do it again.
Right.
Here we go. 3:38 and counting to play here in regulation. 2nd down and 16 now after the penalty. Ryder under center. Give is to Cole Pikel, the fullback, off the right tackle for – oh, ball came out. Let's see. I think the – and, yes, Marble Newtown's on top of it. All right, mm-hmm, late call there, but number 68 on top of it. That's Dominic Brim. Pikel,
what was his number?
Gain of about 4, 68 on the fumble recovery. Pikel picks up 3, but puts it on the ground. 2nd Panther turnover of the night, 2 fumbles. And now a lot of the second team defense in there. So the Panthers on defense send Jake Dunning out there, along with number 81, Peter Blackburn. And the Panthers will call timeout and get their defensive lineup set up as well. So we're going to keep it, Cheltenham up 19-14, end of the third quarter, so they haven't made a liar out of me yet. Mm. I thought for sure they'd finish at least 7-3, and they're on their way to doing that now after trailing early to Upper Moreland. Kennett 45, Oxford nothing. That's gone final. I think Kennett may have sealed themselves a playoff bid, believe it or not. They're going to finish the season at 4-5, do not play next week. Downingtown West had their hands full with Shanahan, 14-13. And so if Shanahan is playing Downingtown West tough, I think Oxford could be in real trouble next week. Oxford could fall. I had them coming into tonight. I had Oxford finishing no worse than 6-4. But I had them beating Kennett and still finishing in it as an 11. If they were to lose next week, fall to 5-5, they're going to drop significantly. Here, Joe Paoletti in the shotgun, 5 wide receivers. Back to passes, Paoletti. Firing to the outside, it is complete. And over on that far sideline and gaining about 9 yards when they unpile is number 20, John Long. So Paoletti, 3 of 3 throwing it, 45 yards on a touchdown, 7-yard completion that was fumbled later. And then that one goes for, we'll call it 10 to Long. Paoletti in the shotgun again. Three wide receivers to his right and two to his left. Back to pass, looking, firing to the near side and incomplete. Over the middle there, and then there's they've got a little bit of a scramble here on the as the players unpile. Well away from the play, and the players are just going to be, again, frustrations will mount in a game like this. But you want to see it end cleanly. There's been one ejection tonight. We were talking to Jim Alsman. He said it's the first ejection he's ever seen at this field. But, yeah, everybody's trying to keep their heads in the right place here with just over 2 minutes to play in a 54-18 game here. Strathaven on top. Two wide receivers to the left, three to the right of Paoletti, who's in the gun. Three of three throwing it so far. He's three of four, rather. He's back to pass, rolling to his right. Eyes still downfield, looking. Floats to the near sideline, incomplete, intended for Brett Showman on a drag route. And now it's third down and 10.
This kid scares me. He's a sophomore?
Yep.
Oh.
Well.
This does not bode well. Does for Marple Newtown, doesn't for us.
Well, you know. We'll see what happens. The Panthers will have their hands full, in the years ahead. But, you know, I was talking with assistant coach Dan Schaefer tonight, and I've talked with Eric Hollingsworth about this all year. Not that we want to take anything away from what's going on this year, but the Panthers on defense will bring back eight starters next year. Or, I'm sorry, at least six. Mm. They're going to have to do some replacements in the at corner and at defensive end with Belleville and Krause. But the guys that have rotated in, you know, you've got Corey Harris in there. You've got Jairus Adams lined up at defensive end right now. That could be a good thing moving forward. There is some talent coming back. Here's Paoletti on third and 10. Floats to the near side, complete to Showman, who steps inside, makes a man miss, and shake and bake near this, down this near sideline. He's got a first down and more before he's finally run down by number 29, Sean Fallon, with help from Jason Stone. But he'll pick up the 13-yard line, a gain of 26. Boy, and a Tiger first down.
They had him dead to rights with a 5-yard gain or something, and he just broke away from all of them.
Paoletti, 4 out of 6 for 88 yards and a score already. 33 seconds, 32 seconds. They may only get one more play at it out of this, so wouldn't shock me to see them fire to the end zone. 24 seconds, 23 seconds. Panther defense trying to hold up for one more play, it seems. Motion from right to left. They go trips left now. Paoletti back to pass. Looking. They throw a little bubble screen over the middle. It is complete. There is running room. And now angling in for the touchdown is number 5, Brett Showman. Showman in for the score from 13 yards out. And Paoletti with two touchdown passes and 101 yards passing already in just about a quarter of action. So nicely done right there. As Showman did some fine work getting them close and then puts the finishing touches on it. 7.2 seconds remain in the game here, and Tigers will have an untimed play at the moment for the extra point, and then the Panthers will, I would assume, just take the kickoff and maybe run around with it to kill the last 7 seconds or just take a knee. But
yep.
54-24 is your score at the moment, extra point pending. Try to keep you posted. Elijah Yakpusa for Ridley has 163 yards on 19 carries. Here, Paoletti back to pass, looking for the two-point conversion. Firing to the end zone. It is caught for two. Their first conversion of the night. Complete on this near side, but to number 19, Shane Benedict. 54-26 is where we stand. We're going to take a short timeout, be back for the last 7 seconds, and the conclusion of the Panthers' fourth win of the season. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. And now Strathaven will look to return one kickoff. We'll see if they kick it deep or squib it or whatever it might be. But 7 seconds to go. The Panthers are going to get their first win over Marple Newtown. Since 2011 playoffs at this field. They lost the regular season game, came back and beat them at this field in 2011. Beat them again in 2012 back on the grass days at George L. King Field, and it's been five straight losses since. So finally, a good taste in the mouths of the Panthers on that far sideline after rolling with the orange and black and really just rolling the Tigers tonight, 54-26. Here comes your ensuing kickoff after the Showman touchdown, and here is making the grab and taking a knee. Good decision by Jack Ryder at the 40-yard line for the Panthers, and that will do it. Running clock circumstance will run that clock out. The kids will line up, and the Panthers will sign off on their fourth win of the season. They move to 4-5, and you know what, Mike, why don't we just keep it right here? We'll do the postgame just as we speak here.
Yep.
So we'll try to keep you posted on other scores later tonight, and certainly check it out over the next couple of days and throughout the week as the playoff positioning is considered. A lot of games still tomorrow to consider and that will have an impact, namely in District 1 at the 5A level. Harriton and Lower Merion, there will be bonus points coming out of that. Pope John Paul and Upper Merion, that'll be interesting as well. Upper Merion right now is an 8 seed. Pope John Paul, though, at 7-1, it wouldn't shock me at all to see Pope John Paul win that one. And we'll see what comes of that. So, again, just lots to consider here as we are in the middle of Week 9 and leading into Week 10. But, Mike, more so than just the points and the scores and everything else, if you go back to Coach Clancy's ongoing mantra of we just want to get better every week, how's that going for them?
Well, I'll tell you, last week I was impressed with the fact that they held their own and they played four good quarters of football. This one, not quite as impressive, but it's tough to tell when you have a long lead and you kind of let things kind of fall down. I'm still very concerned about a strong running attack against our defense. I think that, I don't know whether it's a linebacker issue or it's a front line issue. I'm just really not sure, but I think we're very susceptible to be run on. And that's not a good situation in a case like this where they take such a dominant lead. Doesn't make any difference. But when it comes to close games, you know, and we've seen and we've lost two or three this year where we had the game and then they just ran it down our throats and we could not stop it. We knew what they were going to do and we still couldn't stop it. So, you know, I'm hoping to see some change in that. Tonight was a little bit of a concern. But, again, when you're up by so many points, you don't have to be nearly as concerned about it. And if you want to take the part of the night off and just let it happen, and it's not the end of the world. Nobody's in days gone by, Haven would really fight to not allow any points, but you know, in this situation, I think they're so delighted that they were able to pull this win off and get a seat for the playoffs that we're kind of celebrating before the game was over. But all in all, I'll tell you what I was really happy with was some completions. Fisher's been throwing some nice balls. They haven't been caught tonight. Several of them were caught, and it looked really good, and hopefully that'll give them the faith. We'll see what they do with Harriton next week. But they're going to need that passing game playing against some good teams, and they've got to make those balls count. You know, I think, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, if they had made two of those completions, that they should have made, that would have been two more touchdowns, I think, and that would have made that a much closer game against Haverford.
Yes, Haverford. Yeah, and you look back to the Radnor game that you lose by 2 points,
right,
and you just look at near misses in the passing game throughout that one. You look at the three fumbles against Interboro, and that's a one-score game. Panthers could, with the right matchup in the first round, could really look to make some noise here. And Radnor, with a big win tonight again, I think Radnor's going to end up as a 3 seed in the playoffs. So if you're toe-to-toe in a one-score game with a 3 seed, you know, you have to feel really good if you're healthy going into the playoffs,
right,
really good about the possibilities here moving forward. So congratulations again to the Panthers for bouncing back, fighting hard, and I would say getting better and better and better as the weeks go by here. And that's been the goal all along, and looks like it could be paying off. Thanks again, everybody at Marple Newtown, Jim Alsman and the crew here in the booth. Always a pleasure and tons of help throughout the week leading up to it and beyond. Good luck to Coach Gicking and the Tigers as they take on Pencrest next week and should again be in a pretty good position for
maybe we'll meet
playoffs
in the playoffs
as well,
and
yeah, who knows where all that lands again, but We'll see what happens, but the Panthers have to feel good about their first win over Marple Newtown since 2012. And boy, oh boy, it was a fun one to call here on havenfootball.net. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman. The stats and the spotting were terrific, and the halftime show. Thanks again to Mike Mayer for doing everything else on havenfootball.net. Brian Carroll brought you the play-by-play tonight. I'm signing out. We'll talk to you next week. Haven 54, Marple Newtown 26. Good night, and great football.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited. This internet broadcast has been a production of havenfootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.